Ladies and gentlemen, here's living proof that podcasting does not get you laid. It's Corey and Joel.
You're cracking me up already. Without a word being said.
Hilarity ensues.
It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show number 66.
The mark of the beast.
Get your kicks on show 66.
Oh, yeah.
With Corey, my friend over there, and I'm Joel.
I'm Corey Hall. Joel Fragamenti is directly across the room from me. And in the studio for the first time.
Yeah.
Let's welcome her in. Oh, new music by the Vines.
This is the new Vines. This is an album called Vision Valley, if you want to go get this. Very short album, but I think it's pretty good. It's kind of like their other ones, but, you know. It's called Don't Listen to the Radio, which is appropriate for us. Because this is not the radio.
This will be our new theme music
for all time. All right, well, we'll fade that down, and we'll introduce our guest, because once
here
again.
Here she is. Let me play her theme song.
Oh, we have
Ass and titties. Ass, titties, ass, and titties.
Woo! Oh, Lou, yeah.
Take it now. Break it down, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Lou is in the studio with us.
Hey there, baby. Come on.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
It's Laura Lou, a great comedian. And former Comedy Club waitress. We'll have to get into that.
Yeah,
because
right.
we've talked long about Comedy Club waitresses on the show. Yeah. And we'll get into all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Shake it a little bit, girl. Wiggle it. All right.
She's not wiggling any. Well, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit
there. All right, that's enough.
All right, we'll kill that then. Laura Lou's here. Laura is a... God, let's talk about our connection to Laura. She's a comedy club waitress.
Yes.
Or was. That's how we originally knew Laura. She worked at a great comedy club.
She was a comedy club waitress, and she was behind the dumpster every night.
Man, I sucks your dick real good, brother.
That was
with the rest
Laura
of the skanks
Lou.
That worked at that restaurant.
It was just me.
Okay.
I had a lot of work to do.
And then you broke the fourth wall. You segged from working the club to doing it.
Yeah.
What did she do? Go from
to doing,
breaking
yeah.
it.
Doing it.
Shaking
being
it loose.
Breaking it, doing it.
Yeah.
Living it. Living the life.
Yeah, she got into comedy. She was actually helped along by our buddy Bill Bouchard.
Yeah.
Part of his class, I believe, initially. Yeah, was that not?
I was in his first class.
And you paid him off by letting him bang your older sister. So
That is another Laura connection. Laura's sister is Bill Bouchard's wife.
Yeah.
It's a whole
and
scene.
And your other sister is
I believe has a crush on you, Corey.
A very dear friend.
Yeah. Well, let's get, you know,
I don't know about Joel so much.
Well, I'm
Joel slapped you. Didn't Nettie slap you once?
No,
Nettie. Or did she slap you?
No, here's the thing.
We were all drunk that night.
Nettie slapped me in the...
Oh, was it you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she likes you. She wants you to be her passive, furry little
that's
man.
That's not going to happen.
Well, wait a minute. Let me explain. You calm down over there. I got it.
Happy birthday, by the way, to your sister.
Okay.
Laura's other sister, Jeanette. And Corey, I think Corey would secretly, well, not even secretly, I think openly wants to bang Jeanette. But it hasn't happened because of his, I don't know what it is. Something, I think it gets to a point where he just eventually gets turned off by the whole thing.
Well, my mom is a big fan of Corey.
Really?
Well, she was actually trying to get Nettie to...
Your family was pimping me out.
Yeah, they were literally trying to get Nettie a nice guy,
now,
is what they were thinking.
Here's how much I adore Laura. I was soundly trounced by her in the comedy contest. And
we'll get into that.
And I still had her in the show.
It's stupid.
Well, one more thing about
it's
about
only because you work
her sister, who's not here, and maybe we'll say
is that
tonight.
What it is?
Mm. Corey's signature in the forum, Corey's avatar...
Now you're giving away the forum.
Would be your sister. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's fine.
Well, you can go see that
actually,
on the forum.
Actually, that is not my signature on the forum.
What?
But I posted it. I posted a picture of Jeanette on the news group or on the message
of her ass
on the message board.
It's her ass.
The tits are not Jeanette's.
Oh, it's
no,
not
those
her
are
tits.
Those are our friend Angie's.
Those are someone else's tits.
Yeah. It was.
We ran into some of our friends down there and some homeless people. I saw those pictures.
We had a night that was a little out of control.
I apologize. Let me just just for the sake of clarity, Corey, you know Laura's sister would never let Corey sign her tits. He only signed her ass
right.
And didn't post it there. He just posted it on MySpace.
I'll tell you
okay,
what.
Just so you're not a complete scumbag.
I'll tell you what.
And your sister's not a or anything.
I think I might just change the avatar. So,
look for Corey's new avatar on the.
Yeah, but the things that are entertaining to us, the girls in my family, are are not things that are entertaining to normal females.
You got a wild family there.
We are pretty wild.
You are a party group of bitches.
We are pretty sick.
No, your mom was all like pimping me out, though.
Yeah, she likes you. She thinks you're a nice guy. That's why. And I was like, no, he isn't. And I tried to tell her that you had like three girlfriends. And
your mom is clearly never listened
like,
to this show.
She goes, he probably has some sort of disease. That's what she said.
Ouch.
That's my but she still liked you.
Hair loss is not
she's
contagious.
Like, well,
tell her that.
It isn't.
Hair
it's
loss.
Your grandfather gives you baldness.
Hair loss and obesity are not contagious. So
I had,
really...
you know, look, I've had a drastic reduction in girlfriend count, so it's it's fine. Everything's good. But yeah, I don't know. I love your dad. Your dad's great because he was at Bill's bachelor party, and
we talked about that on the.
That
show,
was the best one. I heard about the parting of the legs.
Yeah, we were trying to distract him while strippers were rubbing their bunghole on his son-in-law.
You know, and secretly he was having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you know, it's just he just wanted to make sure that, I don't know.
Is your dad's name Bob?
It's, Bob.
Yeah, because I remember being like, hey, Bob, it's your deal. I'm Blackjack.
Yeah, you know, we were like.
Meanwhile, there's, you know, a quivering rabbit eye. And some girl's, you know, her puckered bunghole is millimeters
I was
from
dealing
nose.
Blackjack to your dad and going like, yeah, it's all right, 22, 23, who gives a shit? You know,
that
you
is so funny.
Doesn't really matter.
Go ahead, hit
you know,
on
I
17.
I look over his shoulder and Bill's got, you know, titties in his face. Yeah. Over there.
He just told me that when he walked in, the only thing he saw was. Was a girl's legs and they split and Bill was in the middle of them.
Yeah.
And it was like, and he said that was really funny.
It was like the Red Sea.
And he was like, I knew I made him uncomfortable. Like he was excited about it. Like that he kind of ruined the bachelor
party.
That's what you get though. And my dad was trying to punish him for marrying his young
daughter. We did a whole show on that bachelor party.
Yeah, it's ages ago. Go listen to the bachelor party show. I don't even know what that was.
God, that was in the early days.
Show 10, 11, 12, something like that. Eight. I don't know what it was.
Eight or nine.
Yeah, it was eight.
Early on like that.
It was a long show, but it was a good show.
By the way, any bachelor parties anybody wants to invite us to?
Well, my buddy Greg's getting married in June.
Oh, Greg's going?
Yeah, Greg's getting married.
See if you can get me an invite on that bachelor party.
You know, his bachelor party's not going to be like a typical thing.
No.
No, it's going to be like, they're going to go
Laura's just can't wait. She's got shots lined up, and she can't wait to do them.
They're going to go see some indie rock band. You got shots over there? What are we doing?
Yes, we're doing Jägermeister.
Okay, that's all right.
And we're going to wash it down with a nice, cool Smirnoff Ice.
I thought these were all for you. All right.
No, I would do all three, except for...
All right.
You got to drive.
No, that's, of course, that's not the reason.
All right, Laura, here we go. You ready?
And titties.
All right, let's do it.
One, two, three, and
well, cheers, guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Oh.
This should be fun.
We've been trying to have this happen for a long time.
Yeah, I can't believe how fucking pissed you were today. You were like, you're fucking blown up. He was like, you're never going to fucking come on the show because I'm sick of trying to get you.
Let me explain. First of all, Corey called me and was like, Laura's going to be 2 hours late. And I said, fuck Laura. Who cares?
Let's do this somewhere
louder. No, and I'll be honest.
Who cares?
Well, I don't care now. I'm glad you're here. You weren't 2 hours late. You were like maybe an hour late now. And that's fine. But I also got to go that you were booked for this 2 weeks ago at 6 o'clock.
I booked her,
yeah, but
and we
I had
to play good
I
cop,
actually have
cop.
A job now.
I don't know.
I'm not used to having the job. I don't know what the schedule is.
It's good to have a job.
Yeah, you're fucking right it is.
Hey, Cuddles.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right. We're happy.
We're just
drinking.
Happy you're here. Because you're one of our favorites.
Well, just for that, you guys are going to be very badly punished today.
Okay.
Well,
we are going
so.
To get drinks.
There will be some
oh,
good
oh, man.
Up.
She's
you
pouring
know,
up another round.
It is hot tub weather. And
yeah, it's very nice. And that could happen.
Hot tub weather.
You know, one other thing about your sister. Who I adore your sister.
She loves you, Corey. You better not say anything mean because she's going to listen to this.
How am I saying anything mean about your sister?
Corey.
She has a predilection for tattoo shop employees. But other than that... You know, I don't know if I've been arrested enough for her personally, but
she's no.
Okay, her sister doesn't drive. Laura's sister doesn't drive. And
okay,
Nettie does not drive, and so I call her Pedals.
Yeah, Pedals like pedaling a bike,
like a pedal.
And she thought it was flower petals, and she thought it was cute. And he goes, "No, Pedals like pedaling a bike." And she was fucking. She was like, "I don't know if I like that." And I was fucking howling with laughter. I'm like, "That's perfect."
Meanwhile, you and your the other sister are like, "Ah, Pedals."
Yeah. We love it. It's so adorable.
She thought I was calling her flower.
Me and
petals.
Susie thought it was cute.
Yes, but I call you Blossoms.
Yeah, fuck.
All right. Big ups. So anyway,
big up to the man.
Shout out. Your mom can pimp me out to your sisters anytime. Well, one's married, so you know.
Okay.
Okay, so Corey's trying to bang your sister. Your other sister's already hooked up with Bill Bouchard.
You know
I'm
what
not
was
trying to
this
bang
is actually,
the sister.
I have to bring this up because this is really funny. It's about when we were at the comedy competition afterwards, when we went upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had the pigtails in, and you were twirling him, and you were looking at my boyfriend while you were twirling him.
Oh, he
and he was
that,
like, that son of a bitch. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, it's Corey. He manhandles all the women. And we're all just used to it now. I mean, same with you, Joel. You guys are very
touchy. No, I don't manhandle
and
no one, anybody. No,
but the
no,
funny
no,
thing
no,
is,
no,
is no,
no,
no one cares. Like, everyone loves you so much that it's okay that you can get free touches.
I gave you a friendly areola massage.
I know.
And I can't believe.
He does not understand the friendly areola massage.
I can't believe your boyfriend would get upset.
It will.
Okay.
First of all, you can't believe that I have a boyfriend. That's where you're going
with
that.
Was that the guy sitting at the table with me at the end there for a minute? Was it that guy?
No, that's Mike Dufour. That's a... He's, no.
It's hard to tell with you because sometimes you'll arrive.
I'm not sure.
I've been to parties and
where I come in with one and walk out with another.
She'll walk in with
I've done that before.
A phalanx of wiggers and baseball caps, and you won't know who's. Well, I'm sorry.
You know what's funny? I don't know many
African Womericans.
I don't know any African Womericans. I really don't.
Okay, Sportos.
No, not really.
A bunch of guys in Joe College. You know,
no.
How would you describe
that?
No.
How would you describe this boyfriend of yours? Then
he loves poker.
But is he a thug? Is he a straight up?
No.
Is he hard?
He's a journalist.
He's a journalist.
He loves Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Corey, very jealous of this guy.
No, the boyfriend's
I don't know why do you hate him so much?
I don't hate him.
He's very quiet, though, and I'm very loud and annoying. Right, so, like, together we're perfect.
I would just imagine to be with you, he would be used to men showering you with attention because you're a performer.
Well, no, sometimes
and you
it's
got some booming
really...
tatas, girl. That is titties like a blam.
No, he's, I don't know. I think he just is used to it now. Because if he gets jealous, we just have to break up.
Yeah, you can't be jealous.
I haven't cheated on him yet.
You belong to the world. You're an entertainer.
Thank you, baby.
Your talent's too big for this room. All right, see? See how this works? A
little all right, so Laura,
I don't tell Hildebrandt this when he's in here. You know what I'm saying?
No one else. Yeah, Corey.
Do you have a picture of Hildebrandt underneath the Star Wars blanket as well?
No, I don't think
that would have been fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, we just showed.
Holding the mug on top of the
car. Laura, actually, even though Laura and I have known each other for years, I've never met her boyfriend. She's never met my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I was showing her pictures of Kim because.
She's cute.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that she made you a Star Wars
girlfriend, Joel.
Yeah. Kim, be quiet. We're trying to do an interview.
Sorry.
You're interrupting my show. Please don't do that anymore.
Joel, you are in so much trouble.
All right, I'm sorry. Can we continue now? That's actually
Kim.
That's
Robo Kim.
Is it?
That's actually my girlfriend. Yeah, she's here. She's here even when she's not.
Well, if she likes you, then I like her.
Oh, yeah.
She's like Obi-Wan.
She's a good gal.
Because you're a hard person to like, Joel Fragmenti. And if she likes you, it's only for the same reasons that I like
another set of shots.
She's got more shots ready to go.
Are you guys ready? Let's do it.
I guess so.
Well, how long are we going to be on this thing? Because let's fucking get drunk.
Only another hour.
An hour? That's perfect. Have you guys ever done the power hour where we do one shot every minute?
I just want to be
and see who can make it.
I just
the
want you
farthest.
To be ready for your sister's important birthday dinner.
No, it's okay. She's got to ride back. Oh. She's gonna ride.
Of course, she's gonna ride back. She doesn't drive.
Well,
why don't we have the after
you guys
birthday
come with
party?
Me.
Well, why don't we just come back here and we got the hot tub and the whole thing and. I can replenish the alcohol supply.
Because Nettie's got some guy from a tool and die shop.
Oh, really? Is it one
no,
of those
No, she
deals?
Doesn't. She
Does
is
she
single right now.
I know.
She is single right
get
now.
Get her over here for Corey.
You know what? Tell Nettie to stop dating guys on tethers.
She doesn't.
You know,
you're crazy. Her last boyfriend was like a very... No, he's
it's
like
right.
Mr...
She's got to ride a bicycle. He can't leave the house. It's very hard for them to get along.
Well, there's nothing you guys like more than a wounded animal, don't you? I mean, isn't that
how
it
is? That is absolutely true.
I mean, she can't get around it. So that's like a big up for you, isn't
hobbled.
It? Like, yeah, you want to, you know.
Okay.
You can...
Are we going to do these shots now? We're going to do a shot a minute.
We're going to do one shot a minute.
That is
just like college.
I don't think we're going to do that.
We'll be doing the AA podcast next week if we
good
do a shot
God.
A minute.
Fuck that. I'll be on the AA podcast.
Yeah,
I'll be the spokesperson.
It's been a long time since we got drunk on here.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
Let's just get drunk anyways, guys.
All right, you ready?
I'm so glad I didn't eat today. These are going to hit me like a fucking...
That's refreshing, and I'm washing it down with an Alka-Pop.
I know, isn't
well,
this
Laura,
sick?
if you got to lay down, we have a space for that here in the studio. So
okay.
You go right ahead, we'll continue on.
We'll get shots
on.
Of you under the Star Wars blanket.
Oh, what's that?
Can I drink someone else's Smirnoff?
Why, do you want out? More?
Well, I'll just run out and get it.
I'll
just
get you a beer. Would you rather
show.
Have a beer?
Mm-mm.
I think we might be out of Smirnoff.
We'll be out.
Yeah, these are the only
enough.
Ones that are in the fridge.
We're stealing the ones from your roommate, though, yeah?
Yeah, but who cares?
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on.
You guys
should
have told me. I would have brought some more booze over.
No, we got plenty of booze in the fridge.
Listen, that's I only like you guys when I'm drunk, so...
That's what the... A lot of people say that.
Yeah, we get that a lot on our forum. We only like you guys when we're loaded.
That's what the break's
No, I
for.
Like you guys normally, but just much more.
I smell a liquor run in the break.
I don't know. I think if this show is like it's a train, once it stops, it's very hard to restart and get up to speed. So I think we just got to plow through it. Now,
okay.
Let me sort of direct the show because we were we mentioned this before. Corey and I talked about you did the comedy contest a couple weeks ago, the Canadian Miss Comedy Challenge. You were in the finals against my co-host here, Corey Hall.
Yes.
And Corey lost. Corey was he did not place. You were the big winner. You were
no.
First
Corey
place.
Got third place after Simply Chanel.
Is that true?
Yeah, you got third.
It seemed like I did.
I don't know.
You got third.
Prize?
I couldn't believe that you got third because everyone hated you so much.
I know.
I'm serious. He went up and he's like, oh, bitch, I talk about eating white. What did you say?
Okay,
fucking,
right.
I'll ruin it. It was bad. He was doing a black voice, but it didn't even sound black. It sounded like Pollock or something.
I was there for this part. I wasn't there for the whole show.
But
I had the mister said I had other shit to do.
About eating pussy or something like that?
Corey does. There's a woman who I shall remain nameless that was on the show as well.
Okay.
And she's a black woman and she does a very, very black act. And I only say black in that she's very heavy with the dialect, the accent, the terminology.
Give it up for Jesus.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
It's real ghetto.
Right before you go into your weed material, I'd like to give it up for Jesus.
And I actually think
what the fuck?
I actually think she's
she
funny,
belongs on a commune.
She is not you know, it's very typical, and it's very hard.
Man, I sucks your dick real good, brother.
Well, afterwards, she
but
said.
But in a contest format, it's very hard to beat an act that's very ghetto. Very
well, everyone wants
like
to relate so badly. I mean, that's
all
it is.
Well, you have a woman. Women have advantages in comedy contests. They're more likable.
Different ethnic groups have advantages.
And black people have an advantage as well. So
Laura had one of the better sets she ever had. Okay. I don't blame her for nothing.
It was not that great. It was a fucking horrible contest from the get-go, I think.
It was cheap. The other broad was cheap.
Okay, but my point is that in a contest situation, a black woman is like the hardest thing to compete against.
Well,
so Corey had to follow that.
Yeah.
And Corey, Corey's part of his idea was, I guess, to make fun of her. Which was funny to us, but it's not really something that wins you a contest.
Right.
And I think that was, and then he made fun of that guy, which I thought was his biggest mistake.
He made fun
of the old guy and his wife, whose pussy was like a two.
People are just so stupid, though, because they should have seen that for being what it was. And they weren't, and it was stupid.
I think Joel's correct about it being a contest.
Yeah. It's not a judge of food.
It was being judged by the Canadian Miss people.
I know. We all know listen.
They don't know comedy.
Corey,
that's a fact.
Not,
I wasn't even happy.
Corey is one of the funniest guys around, without question. He should have won the contest, probably. But at the same time, you have to sort of tailor your act a little bit to the situation.
I had a really good set, except you're right. I didn't end it on a big crowd pleaser.
Yeah, you were sort of...
You know what? I got the light, instead of like doing another 10-minute bit, I got off.
Right.
Meanwhile, everybody else went over.
Right, and I didn't know what you did because I had to leave that night. I forgot what I was doing.
But you're such a rock star. You can't even see your friends.
I so had to go, I swear.
This is why I fucking hate
Joel. What did I have to do that night,
Corey? You can't even stick around and see my set.
No, I did.
He just bounces out.
No. I think I was meeting my new roommate about signing the lease, and that was what it was. It was important to me.
Couldn't have waited 7 minutes.
I didn't see your set, but we had
I understand how important it was.
First of all, that one guy was on. The Puerto Rican guy was on. And I'm not sitting through that.
Oh,
so you know who I'm talking about.
That's who I was up after. That
exactly.
was horrible.
So
huh?
I had to get out of there. But but Laura and I worked together recently, though.
Booty bitches.
I mean, Laura and I were in Toledo, Ohio recently together on a Saturday night. Remember that?
We were. Yeah.
We had real good shows. We had like a sold-out show.
Yeah, it was good.
Real good sets, man.
It was
good.
Yeah, we did good. That was cool.
Me and you rocking the house.
The guy who went a blast was kind
of... I didn't watch a whole lot of him.
Yeah, apparently you don't watch any other comedy from what I'm hearing.
That's fine. It works for me. I watched the one guy like me.
I mean, if you actually like me and you won't even watch 7 minutes of me.
I did. I watched you in Toledo. You were in front of me. I watched you.
Because you had to. Ass and titties.
Why don't you guys just get it over with and tump right here?
Okay, come here.
No.
I'm feeling the sexual tension.
Get over here.
I'm not drunk yet, you guys. This is not fun for me.
A foot massage. A foot massage is nothing. I get my mother a foot massage.
I got my nails done. I can't even finger your ass or anything.
Oh, well,
where's the fun in that humping?
Oh, God.
Really, fingering my ass was going to be on the
I'm glad my mom can't figure out the internet. I really am.
You know
sometimes.
What? I just thought of that.
All right.
It's getting hot in here.
It is. It is warm in here.
It's because it's non-smoking in here.
Well, we're going to smoke during the break. I don't think we should be smoking now.
I'm feeling...
Corey's revealing his Flash Gordon. His Flash Gordon, the inner door coming out.
Whatever, Star Wars comforter. How can I make fun of him? You have girls that stay in the Star Wars comforter bed.
I cry bullshit.
I mean, not many, just
again.
One. But
well, I'm not
fine.
Saying I don't wear a Star Wars shirt out.
The man who spent every month of 2005 looking at a Hillary Duff calendar.
I had a Hillary Duff calendar.
Sleeps under a Star Wars blanket, and then I'm wearing a Flash t-shirt. He's got to get upset about
it. No, you're a bigger fan if you don't wear any of the memorabilia, I think.
I don't know.
Just go out into the public just as you are, Joel.
Listen, I've got Guitar Hero over there. I've got a Star Wars blanket. I'm a dork.
Or you could get...
Do you have DDR?
I don't have DDR.
Son of a bitch. I would have done that with you guys right now.
You
might want to rock Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you play the guitar on stage occasionally.
Don't.
Not anymore? Is that dropped?
No.
Have you dropped all that?
I had to do that when I had to get booked.
No, that was fine, though.
Yeah,
I had
it was
a problem
fine.
With you playing the guitar.
I never liked it. It was way too cheap.
I will say this, Laura.
It's fucking stupid.
The other night, I went and saw The Comedians of Comedy, which is... Patton Oswalt, Maria Bamford, Eugene Merman, Brian Posehn, who's actually uglier than I am. And I just thought Maria Bamford was kind of...
Another shot from Laura.
No, she's annoying, I think.
I just didn't get it.
Yeah, I just didn't
get it. It just kind of... Some of it was all right, but
How do they set that up? With their chairs
and Patton
stuff?
Oswalt?
What do they do there?
No, you just stood there.
Well, that sounds stupid. I'm sorry.
That is pretty stupid. No, because my buddy works the door there, and he was like, you should come down. He's like, I'll make sure you guys get in for free and blah, blah, blah. Bring your friends down and come hang out.
Where was my phone call on this?
But I was like, I got to work with Stanhope. And I felt like all like excited because I felt good.
Well, you were
myself.
Actually working that weekend instead of the other comedians that went to that show.
Did you work with Stanhope?
Yeah. Thursday at Emerald Ballroom.
Okay. So you opened for him there?
I opened.
Okay.
And then Brett Erickson went up.
Okay.
Well, actually, the guy that opened was Steve Black from The Riff.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
His wife just died.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Did I tell you this or did he tell you this?
No, I knew. Because
he was like, I was like, hey, how's it going? He was like, my wife died a month ago. And I was like, I'm not going to fuck you. So just why are you saying stuff like that?
Is he leaving
don't
the radio?
Don't go for the pussy points. It was sad.
Corey and I would like his spot if he's too distraught to continue.
His hair was too long. No, he was a nice guy.
Did he bring that up? Like, that was
he brought it up to
line?
Me and Eddie, his opening line to me and Eddie.
All right, she had
and the... me and Eddie were half a gallon of vodka in us at this time.
She was another radio
half a gallon, motherfuckers.
She's another radio personality in town who I had met once or a couple times. And she was really sweet and nice, but she had like leukemia for 6 years. So now he's milking my wife.
Well, what was his wife's name?
No, he was going to get laid. He was trying to get laid. Yeah, Sabrina. And he was really nice, but we just thought it was really lame that that would be the first thing
you
bring
up. Well, you know, this is a new angle. My wife died of leukemia.
Angle?
I have never thought of this way to get pussy.
It never worked
this
for what's
is a
the
new
big fat fucking dude.
Way.
Well, we're not
never
radio
for
hosts.
Kevin
listen,
McPeak.
Corey and I would never use our wife dead as a way to get laid from being
please,
on the radio.
Please, you would use we're, anything you could.
Yeah, we're using
just
a bottle. We're using a bottle of Jägermeister right now. Trust us.
We're definitely
going to
have a three-way.
We have Smirnoff Ice,
and I'm doing all your shots for you.
Okay, yeah, you go
ahead.
Because
I can't smoke. I'm getting nervous.
You go ahead. You take those. But you're not going to.
Joel, I'm leaving you.
Oh, stop it! You're not going to make it up to your sister's birthday acting like that. You got to calm down a little bit.
No. She's just getting warmed up.
I'm getting ready. I can't even drive without like 5 shots.
You clearly have not hung out with the Lou sisters.
I haven't. You don't understand.
Listen, we have a responsibility as broadcasters to not tell people to have 8 shots of Jägermeister and get in the car.
I'm not driving, mother, my mom. I'm not driving.
First of all, Corey's going to take you up there anyway because he's trying to, you know, get stinky pinky off your fingers.
I don't know why you don't. She loves you. You're fucking retarded if you don't go for
so
her.
So then
she
he's
got to
go up there.
She's a funny way of living.
I love that you guys brought me on the show to talk about how Corey wants to bang my sister. This is fucking unbelievable. Let's get Laura on the show and see if that'll give me some fucking points with her sister.
I am not in the market for your sister at the moment.
Okay, I will agree with Corey in that.
Okay.
Corey banging your sister is not like, I got to get that done tonight. That's a long-term goal. That's like the fucking building the Panama Canal.
That's crossing the Mojave of
years.
Pussy.
Yeah,
I gotta stop eating licorice and lose some weight.
Yeah, Corey banging your sister is like a long... That's like a...
I gotta get
it's crossing the Mojave of pussy.
It's a long-term
thing. It's fucking
amazing.
I got to get in shape for that.
Yeah, it's not just
I can't wait to tell
night.
Her to listen to this.
We're about the same. We're the same age. I'm a couple months older than her.
What? How old are you?
I'm like 6 months older than her.
Well, the idea was, now, were you not at Bill's, like, barbecue? You were not last year.
I was working.
Yeah, Memorial Day. Was it a Memorial Day party?
I'd work.
Or it was a 4th of July party or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I was
Because my girlfriend was there with me at Bill's. And that's when Corey was really putting some work in.
Oh, yeah.
He put some hours in that night.
Wait
a
second.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that? Yeah, totally.
Do you guys want to know something?
The talk of the party.
I don't know if I can talk about this,
but... go ahead.
Can I, like, say people's names?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, there's this one comedian.
We haven't gotten sued yet, so what the hell?
Well,
there's a comedian.
Well, this is a weird story.
I'll probably know who it is. But go
okay,
ahead.
Well, let me just tell the story and you guys see if you can figure sure. it out. Anyways, he's over at Nettie's house with, for that one of those parties, and okay. everyone was drunk, and he gives her a ride home.
Yeah.
Calls Bill, asks for her number, and says, oh, she left a makeup bag in my car. I'll drop it off at her place. I just, you know, just want to call and make sure, you know, I know where it is. So anyways, he gives her the number. She calls him.
Yeah.
Or he calls her. And then he's like, yeah, you left a makeup bag in my car. Do you want to get it over dinner? Okay. Okay. And not only did she not leave anything in his car.
Yeah.
But he has hair plugs.
Okay.
Is that not clear enough? Did we not get that?
I know what you're talking about. Maybe we'll talk about it. I want to confirm.
We'll talk about it after.
Break. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's. It's.
I think that guy's a douchebag. If it's, I think it is. Anyway,
I so believe I you're say. Correct. I
that guy
that
fucking upsets
well.
Me okay. to no end. He's a all fucking right. turd.
Wow. Well, folks, welcome back to Slander and Libel.
We never mentioned the guy's name.
But you know what, though? That's not fair. How can we not talk about things that happened to us? That's stupid.
Well, we can, but
his initials are. No, yeah, I'm not going to even say it.
I don't know.
But
look, you know what?
You're does anyone listen to this? I mean, you guys have a following.
Yeah,
and
people
everything?
Actually listen to this.
We have I'm looking at the Star Wars blanket underneath your mesh blanket.
We have
here,
we have a
wondering.
Lot of fans. You know what? It's funny.
How dare
no,
you?
I heard, no, I'm kidding.
How?
No, I heard that this was awesome. I just haven't heard.
We
it
are
yet.
Number one
My
in Australia.
We're big in Australia, Iceland,
the Yukon.
The Yukon territories were huge, and. Even here in the Metro Detroit area, we have a little fun.
Just purposely make it fucking hot in here so I don't have to take my pants off.
Well, I think that's you know the what? Idea. If pants have to come off.
That is fucking sick.
It's got to be core. You got some music? You got some move music over
no,
there?
No, I'm not
you
taking
got anything
my,
over there to...
We could even pretend and just upset
you got
my
anything
boyfriend.
To get her...
I got something.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, here we go.
That's sick because there's three of us. This is totally...
Yeah,
this is the appropriate song for tonight. I know you
wanna
do yeah, it. See, this is
oh, yeah. What's a new song you that just came out that's like the fucking temperature. I got the right temperature.
No, we don't have new songs.
Damn it, you should, because that's a good one. I don't
listen
to
more,
new music.
I got more stuff. Remember the stuff I downloaded last week? I never gave you that stuff. That was real good.
My favorite part.
I'm going to drink alone and dance. I'm going to dance while you guys do the show.
Hey, that's fine with us. We got nothing to talk about.
Okay, good. I already did three shots ahead of you guys. Fuck you. I mean, it's your Jaeger. I'll buy you a new bottle, but look at...
Yeah.
Oh,
look at that. The final drops of
little,
Jaeger
look
running
at that.
Out.
I
got to get the fan cam here busted out here because this is not... This is,
wow.
Where's my where's my snare? Are we actually taking a photo on the air? That
I think
is
we're
going to
take
here
a photo
comes.
On the air. That's what we do.
Big build-up.
Yeah, wait, don't you have titties in this or something?
We do.
Yeah, I'm trying
nice.
To not shoot your face. I'm just getting
Thank
titties
you.
And the Jägermeister bottle. So
oh, wait. Hang on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's get this better.
Oh, wait.
Oh, folks, can I tell you to get on the mailing list right
wait,
now?
No, you need an aerial shot of this.
Oh, yeah, get up
and,
over that.
And don't let my boyfriend see this.
Apologies for being off mic.
I'm sorry, honey.
Does he know how to use the internet?
These guys are sick men.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't have broadband.
But their wieners are so big. Hang on.
That's what I like to talk about right there.
If Laura, Joel's laughing that loud, that is
Laura,
fucking demented.
Right. Wow.
Let's see it. I got to see it. Come on. You can't have a digital camera.
Laura,
if you're,
a,
show
you're
it
a class act all the way. Let me
look
tell
at,
you. That
my...
is.
Can you edit my face out of that?
Nah,
that
you know,
upsetting.
I think you're getting. I think, folks, if there's never been a better time to get on the mailing list.
That is fucking disturbing.
We are telling people to get on. You know, we've mentioned our mailing list before. We haven't really given it the hard sell. Go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com on the right side of the page. You can sign up for the mailing list.
Can I see
get
that?
Full color pictures of Laura Lou's boobs.
No.
In a Jägermeister bottle.
Are you trying
right
to delete
CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
No.
What are you
looking.
Doing? Give me that back. You don't
I'm
know what you're doing.
I'm just trying to edit down into the thing.
No, because you're impaired and you're not. You can't operate. Digital equipment in your state.
Hey,
you
Joel.
Guys, I gotta smoke. I don't even have makeup on. You guys got
right,
me right.
We're
gonna
from take
work
a break.
You guys are crying like
we're
babies.
We're like 7 minutes.
Hey,
and
Joel,
I was gonna
I got
cancel.
A question for you.
Yeah, what's happening?
Have you ever had sexual relations with a girl? Really big breasts.
Not apparently
yes, sir,
not.
I did.
How long of a break are we gonna
have? Very. Erotic.
as oh, long as you need.
Oh, don't worry, folks.
There is still a lot more party to go on New Year's Rock's Eve.
Thank you, Dick. That's Dick Clark.
Yeah, so...
I'm belching. That's how much I've had to drink.
I'm going to go smoke.
We're not... You're not... Is this the break? We don't even have a time to...
I think it's break time.
Corey wants to take a break.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be back. This is the Vines. And we'll be back. Laura's going to have a smoke. It's an early break, but there's a lot more show to go. And we'll see you in
Corey
a couple
Joel,
minutes.
RadioShow.com.
Yeah, number 66. We'll see you in a bit.
Hey, you guys. Ah.
And boy, the party's heating up. We have a new guest. My roommate, Christina, who you all know, is here. Hey.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
We're going to party. Yeah, how you doing?
I just invited myself.
She sort of was out there hanging out.
So jealous. They're having a blast in here.
Yeah.
I hear giggling and chuckling and moans.
And for all the wrong reasons.
The shots are flowing like water over Niagara.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big party in here, and now Christina could not stay away.
I couldn't resist.
Good friend of the show. Here she is again.
This is good. Let's do a shot.
Christina,
then,
all right, you have shots. Give the shots.
This one's
distribute
for
the
Christina
shots
right there.
Christina, take the
first
one.
She wanted all vodka.
Or ounce of vodka.
Half vodka, half Jaeger. These are half vodka, half Jaeger, and you don't want that.
That's Corey J. Hall over there, and you.
Yeah, oh,
that's Mr. Hall. Mr.
This
Hall,
is one
take
of those
one
shots where it's like a bubble.
We
over
about
the
to
rim
kick it
this
up
is
a
notch. Yeah, we are, and I'm gonna drink my Smirnoff Ice because I'm down like that because that's how I roll. Are you ready?
Are you ready,
all right,
Kiki?
All right,
cheers.
One, two, all right, three. Cheers, guys.
Nastovia. Mm.
Christina with the shot all the way down. It was a very full shot, Christina.
Oh shit! Ah. You know I left some.
It's good vodka.
It is good vodka. Well, yeah, I think you bought it.
It's good vodka, but it's mixed with Jägermeister.
Can I say hello to my Russian friends?
You have friends in Russia?
No, but I know how to say hello in Russian.
Okay, I don't know if they listen, but go ahead.
Здравствуйте.
Okay, very good, very good.
That was exciting. Oh.
We're big in Russia.
Спасибо.
I don't know what that was.
I can say hi in blackface.
How does that go?
What does that mean?
Hey. That's it.
All right, Laura's getting there. Laura,
you should have saw the hands.
That was funny to me.
I thought it was Assalamu alaikum.
No.
Oh.
Click, click.
It was something involving a mammy. But
click,
I don't
click.
It.
Did you click. Ladies and gentlemen.
Christina bringing the funny. She's in a room with three comedians.
Christina says perhaps the most racist thing ever said on the show.
Click, click.
And that's a fee.
Stop, you know, good for her.
She just beat you to click, click.
People ever.
That's all that was.
My nigga. That's how you do it in the hood.
Oh, please.
Peer pressure.
Oh, God.
This is interesting.
That was only one shot.
Right after the Mike Lundy show, we're
I gotta get more pictures of this because
our joy from the community.
Yeah, we also if it's not enough, Laura holding the Jägermeister bottle between her boobs. We took Mike Lundy to Popeye's Fried Chicken last week. Yes. And we did a drive-through theater last week.
I'm gonna start wearing shades in the studio like Stern.
I know what I should do. My circles under my eyes are like fucking charcoal.
Looking very fetching.
Oh, sexy.
Oh,
make a sexy pose for your sick roommate. Yeah, there he is. That's fucking sicko.
Your eyes were totally closed and not sexy. We'll do another one.
This is bizarre, Corey. I don't know why I'm here.
You're having
this is...
I know exactly why
hey,
you're
Laura,
here.
I feel uncomfortable.
Remember about 3-4 weeks ago when I called you and I was like, hey, I need a new roommate. Remember when I told you that?
Yeah, I didn't answer the phone because I was scared.
Yeah, but this could have
been this
would have been. He could have been here every day.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Laura could have been a roommate. I asked Laura to live with us.
Can I just interrupt for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Joel hasn't seen your muffs, okay?
My muffs?
Yeah.
We did a whole show about Christina's muffs.
Yeah. My lovely lady muffs. Check it out.
Yeah.
Check
Christina out. Makes muffs, and they're available at, I don't know where. Where are they available?
What are muffs?
They're a little bit out of season.
They're sort of winter wear.
Right.
It's a
so
hand
all
muff.
My friends in Russia.
Like a muff around your hand.
You have to take one. You have
to
take one.
Oh, my God, they're adorable. I know what they are. I didn't know they were called muffs.
She makes her own.
I thought they were called, we're retarded for not figuring out we have two hands.
Some people, yeah.
No.
All right. Well, Christina has muffs, and they're available in the wintertime. She will plug them later.
I like to call them tauntaun innards.
Plug them.
That's what I keep on.
That's cute.
Why don't you make some like tank tops or something for the summertime? Some booty shorts. How about this? Knit Daisy
Duke. Picture this. Make something that you want to see these guys in.
Bikinis? No.
Yeah. A suit of armor.
I'm keeping it to strictly women fashion. Maybe
correct.
You know. I think I have seen men wear the hand muffs. So I don't know.
Can you?
No, they're comfy.
Can you knit a beekeeper suit? Because that's what would be. I'd look good in the pool. Yeah, head to toe covered a beekeeper's outfit. Maybe a hazmat suit. Something's
that would
dying.
Be sexy. I mean, everyone's got to have a...
Are you getting beer on the monitor?
I'm balancing our mic with Christina's mic, because Christina has a cruddy mic.
She's another one. This is your
booze.
She's
very generous.
Yeah, we're going to drink your mic. Let's try to focus here and at least give
she's
people
generous.
Okay, let's
a little bit of content. Corey, can we do this thing that we had? Oh,
man, she's got
that. You pour, like... No bar would employ you with the way you pour.
I'm so gentle when I pour.
I worked at a comedy club.
Yeah, I know. You worked
she's
at a comedy
good.
Club.
I don't she's
know if
damn good.
I don't know if we're going to keep them quiet.
I think the other fifth is finished off now.
You guys wouldn't let me go
that's
to
empty.
The fucking liquor store.
No,
it's fine. We got enough.
That's fine.
Oh, Corey's now getting romantic. All right. So you're good, Laura.
Laura.
But we're going to do that shot.
Laura,
why don't you take the tall one then, if that's a problem?
Fuck no. That is her fancy liquor.
That's right.
Okay, Christina.
Hands off,
bitch.
So is you guys a show just like hands off, bitch?
That's that, Christina. Christina, you take the tall one.
Show
then. You
number
got 66.
Right,
mine, Christina's at home.
All right. I'm taking this.
Show
one.
Number 66.
I'll let Corey drive. I'll let Corey or Joel take the pussy shot. Who wants the pussy shot?
Joel
needs one. He's one behind. He's one behind. Do it, Joel.
I gotta take the pictures though too, so it's tricky.
All right, here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. One more shot. The vodka.
I might throw up on your floor.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Let's go.
This next song goes out to all the ladies wearing black underwear tonight.
Yeah. Look at you should have seen her faces.
Oh,
there's some,
my.
There's some bitter.
Show shades.
Bitter.
Corey, do you have the Show 66 thing I gave you?
Shades of Show 66.
Did you cue up that thing I gave
can
you?
Can we
that
keep these girls quiet long enough?
I think we can. You guys, can you just...
All right, we're just going to do a little brief thing.
Well, Corey and I, a couple weeks ago, we did a show called Promos for Homos. I think it was Show 63. 64, one of those. And we got a promo for a show called This Show Again. It's a guy named Tom who's sort of, him and I have kind of become buddies through email and stuff. And Corey kind of ragged on This Show Again, if you heard that.
Yeah.
And these guys sent back a promo, and we're going to play that right now for you just to hear another show's promo on this show.
I haven't heard this. Am I in for a surprise?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Just play it, and we'll see what happens.
Hi, my name is Thomas J. Kelly from This Show Again, and I'm here with
John McGinn
and Mike McGarrigle.
And basically, we wanted to just do a little promo where we actually thanked Corey and Joel for all they've done for the podcasting world.
Yeah.
Because I actually like Corey and Joel.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned that you like Corey.
No, Corey, we could drop Corey. I like Joel.
Oh, you like Joel.
Corey's a hack. Joel carries the show. They should rename Corey and Joel to Joel Carries Corey for 78-minute show.
Right. And actually, how many hours would it be then?
It would feel a lot shorter. I promise you that. I mean, no, you know what it is? I like them. Like, when I'm on a long drive and I'm brain dead, that's when I tune in to Corey and Joel.
Ouch.
And if, let's face it, if your standards are this low and you're listening to the Corey and Joel show, you'll love this show.
All right, enough of that bullshit.
No. You could have let it play it all the way out.
Those guys, they're fucking
stupid.
Stop it.
No. All right, first of all, let me just set the record straight here. First of all, I like Tom. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you're in cahoots with him.
Number two, there's no way I do not carry Corey. He's way too fat for me to carry, folks. There's no possibility of that. No, the guys get it wrong. See, here's the problem. You go when you dump on those guys, and then the fact that I'm not even nice, I'm just, like, diplomatic about the whole thing.
This would be a first.
And then you
Joel
think...
being diplomatic.
Is this turning into the
and then they think you're an a-hole.
Yeah. That's all.
Hence you get a smile.
You haven't even begun to realize what an a-hole I am.
No.
When I'll be done with you, Tom and douchebag. When I'm done eviscerating your talent-free programming.
Anyway, that's This Show Again. If you want to go listen to This Show Again,
I don't care. I got beautiful ladies on.
We have Christina and Laura Lou here.
Look at
and
that show.
And they don't really...
What kind of people feel so bad about their show that they have to rag on you
that's
guys?
That's a little thing we call reverse psychology.
That's fucking stupid.
They didn't want Joel feeling bad for being the straight
man.
We're talking about him.
I am
not a witty host of the show. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you push the knobs. And
I'm pushing the knobs, fat man.
Yeah.
If your fingers were thin enough to operate
pusher.
The knobs, maybe you'd be the guy running the board.
Oh, man.
You run a goddamn computer
There's
with Winamp. You can't even do it half the time.
This guy,
the stuff doesn't even work.
He is on MySpace.
He is on MySpace with every other.
I am juggling.
Corey is my only friend still.
I know. And that's so sad.
You want to give out your MySpace profile?
I'll
maybe
be
you'll
your
be...
friend. You don't need
Hold
this
on,
guy.
Laura, you
this
got a point.
Upsetting.
I'm juggling like 112 hoes on that thing.
I know.
My first and only.
I wish Joel would get on there because he would get laid way more.
Joel, I am happily with my girlfriend Kim, and we'll leave it at that.
Kim's oh, wonderful. Yeah, happily with your brother.
Joel, that's not very funny.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah, we love Kim. Come on, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? Laura wanted to see a magic trick. Can I do a little magic? Can I do a little...
Joel
really?
Can saw me in half.
I'm not going to saw you in half.
I want to do whatever magic trick makes me get home to my house.
It's not a magic trick, per se. It's more of a mind-reading type thing. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, let's do
it. Can we do that on the radio? It's not really a great radio trick, but we have witnesses. We have people that are...
I'm going to say right now,
you got a witness.
You got two young girls in your bedroom drunk before the sundown. That's kind of a magic trick already.
That's a magic trick.
That's good. We're easy.
Anyway.
One lives with you already. We're
set. The other one you haven't even met that lives with me. But anyway.
We want a party.
My friend Stephanie, who lives with me. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to think of a regular deck of 52 playing cards. All right, Laura?
Okay.
Regular deck of cards.
Wait,
I want
are
you
these
to...
like the dirty cards? Because
you know what? Worst magician ever. He doesn't have a deck of cards.
Card tricks on the radio.
I want you to think of. I want you to think of a card. I want you to think of a card. Okay. I don't want you to think of an obvious card like one that I might have thought of ahead of time or
like any.
You know,
card?
An ace of spades. Don't. That's a brand new deck there, Corey. You can open it if you want.
How can any of them?
No, you can
be?
Open that deck if you want or that deck. But just think of a regular. Why are you doing?
No,
this is my trick, douchebag.
I thought it.
You thought of a card. You thought of a regular deck of cards.
Yep.
I'm doing She's trick. Thinking hey, of a deck
we'll
of cards. Corey, put
trick.
That away.
No, I got it.
Let me do this, stupid.
Corey's trying to fuck up your joke.
Corey, see, Corey cannot let anyone
Corey,
take the focus.
In the spotlight
Wait,
right
you're
now.
Doing a trick without a deck of cards.
I'm explaining it.
It's okay.
You have a card in your head. You've thought of a card.
Yeah.
Like
you thought of a card.
Deck of cards
okay.
Before.
So Laura has thought of a card. Corey, put those away. God damn it. Because what I have in my top pocket, Corey, is a deck of cards. Because remember when you asked me, you said, Joel, I want you to do a magic trick for me because you were looking around and I have a bunch of magic
okay.
tricks. Okay, so I want you to think of, I want you to tell me what card you thought of. I told you not to think of an obvious card like the Ace of Spades, the Queen of Hearts. Something real obvious. You thought of just a random sort of card.
A random card.
That I couldn't maybe have thought of ahead, but like I said, I took this deck, you told me ahead of time, and I set this up, so go ahead and tell me what card you thought
I'm
of.
I'm drunk, so what if this works, I will blame it.
What card did you think of, though?
Three of Clubs.
You thought of the Three of Clubs. Okay, because what happened is I went through this deck here, okay? And I went through this deck, and what you're going to do? No. You thought of the Three of Clubs. What you see is I have a deck of cards here, right? And as you can see, all these cards are face up, right?
Really? Let me see them.
They're all face up except one. Look at that. You see, that's an entire deck of cards.
Okay.
They're all face up. Do we all agree? Christina, do you all agree?
Yeah.
They're all face up.
One's upside down.
Except for one that is upside down. Laura, if you will take that card.
Okay, if the Three
of Clubs
flipped over.
Take that card. The one card that is turned over is, show everybody what it is. Show everybody what it is. It is the Three of Clubs. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, wait
Thank
a
you
second.
Very much. Yeah. Laura Lou, everybody.
I hate you.
That was a great trick. Come on. I got. I set
He's
this up.
He's sitting 2 feet away from
but
me.
You know what's funny
no
is I changed it right
Incredible.
Before I told you what it was.
Well, Laura, like I said, it's a mind.
Fast, though.
I really want you to be telepathetic.
It is a mind reading. I'm completely pathetic, but
that's funny.
Yeah, he's half of that.
That's funny.
That was beautiful.
I did Laura's trick, so there you go. I predicted your card
Why
ahead of time.
I wanted you to say what my brain was reading. Didn't
that
deliver.
Was just bullshit, Joel.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, why'd you even bring the cards, though? Why didn't you just tell me, you fucking pussy?
Because...
Why can't you be like,
it's
I read
more
your
impressive.
Brain.
Because I set up it at a time, I turned over one card, and then I displayed the cards, and that's it.
Joel, Corey does not know card tricks.
Coming to a club near you...
Right
I'm sorry, what's that card?
The Joel.
Okay, hang on.
The Joel Fregamani comedy magic experience.
How many clubs do we have?
I don't know, but is that like an obvious answer? I've seen like card tricks online where they're like the most regular answers are.
Oh,
I'm
see,
not going to talk anymore.
Well, see, you asked me to do a trick. Now
cards.
I do the trick.
No,
now
I
you're all angry.
I want something
shuffle.
More physical.
That was
like
that's the trick.
Like
and we're on the radio, baby. We're on the radio,
well,
baby.
I told
I'm gonna
you,
do...
we're still working on the sawing.
Yeah, we're on the radio, but it doesn't matter, does it?
Laura, he's got an excellent...
We'll get that over the summer, maybe.
Joel's got an excellent trick where a bottle of vodka disappears down your gullet.
We've already made two bottles of alcohol empty. What more do we need?
This was
oh,
a,
look at that. That was
wait,
a bottle of
Wasn't that supposed to be my
fight.
Job?
And,
I was supposed to knock
studio.
That shit
and then,
over, and right. Joel stole it.
And then
from
later
me.
On, I'm going to attempt a rare trick called the disappearance of the pink torpedo, and that's going to be an excellent Ooh. Trick.
I don't even have a vagina anymore. It's like a catcher's mitt.
We're two
so
girls.
If you were talking like a pink vagina joke, that is wrong. Can I say that on podcast?
You said
that?
Your vagina's like a catcher's mitt.
I'm just kidding. It's still
catcher's
tight
mitt
as a snare drum.
It's not. It's really more like a first baseman's
Joel,
glove.
You've
let's
never
be
seen it. Let's
I have
real.
Not. Laura, as a comedy club waitress, Laura had a bit of a reputation for sleeping around. I'm not going
to
lie about
okay,
that. A little bit of a reputation.
Okay,
I never went
true.
There. Laura and I were always platonic
do
friends.
Do you want to know who told me that they had sex with me that I didn't not
Yeah,
have
go
sex
ahead.
With
Tell
them.
Us who you had.
Let's put it this way. He bowls.
Oh, okay. I know the guy you're
yeah.
talking about. He
so
claims
he
to have had sex
with
me. He
said that we had sex, and I was so upset
and
about it.
And then there's this asshole.
Yeah.
Well, you never had sex with him, but...
I don't know. It was like some sort
would you,
of like chum
you,
story.
Is that a thing where like you me. Wouldn't have sex with that guy, or it just didn't happen because?
I should work at the comedy.
You just didn't
club,
work together that night.
What? Rubber wig.
Oh, hold on, Christina.
Like, what do you think my standards are that fucking low?
No, Christina, you're
he wears
I'm
a
done.
Fucking rubber wig and sideburns.
That's
okay,
right.
Christina's thinking of a location change, and that's exciting.
Christina, yeah. Christina's going to give up architecture to go
nice
sling drinks for comedy club fans.
Yeah, you should.
And bang pothead road comic hacks.
Comics will fuck anybody.
Comics really will. It helps if you're a comic.
They're a sick group of people. They just want acceptance.
But don't you think,
Laura?
Laura, look at me.
I live with one. I know.
Yeah. I mean, look at his beach paradise. That is total pussy attractor. He put that in there so girls would go in and be like, "This is so pretty. You picked out such a nice bed." And then you open the shower and it's just suave shampoo.
You think my house?
But there's sand in the tub. You think the sand?
You think my house in the bar district of Detroit with a hot tub in the backyard and living with two young girls
you don't know
has something to do with me looking for pussy? You think you put two and two together?
Wait a second, have they put out?
No, not at all. Christina,
so, what are we putting together here?
Christina and I are friends.
You are beating all the odds. That's what I'm saying. You are beating all the odds.
He's got all the
factors. She will not have sex with you, and that to me
I'm beating them off with a stick. Yeah. I turn down Christina's advances every night.
And she's a great sport about it.
I totally respect her.
Yeah, absolutely. Christina and I are buddies. And, you know, we could sleep together, but we don't. We choose not to.
We watch movies.
I have a recording in my car.
We watch movies on his nice TV.
Oh, you have the recording of the Denny's car.
I do.
Corey, you remember the Denny's conversation.
That was our very first podcast.
That was almost like the original Corey and Joel show.
We got to play that. We got to get that.
I have it in my car, but it's all sunstroke.
We did this show about 6 years ago in a drunken night at Denny's.
Yeah, you were loaded. We took you to Denny's to get something to eat.
Oh,
and then,
just me? I believe that you and me were loaded.
Joel was a little bit crunk.
I was drunk. Yeah,
hey, thank you, Corey.
If you drove, I was probably drunk.
Yeah, I was definitely drunk.
I was probably single at the time, too.
You guys wanted a three-way or something sick. And anyway, so we ended up at Denny's.
First of all, there's nothing sick about a three-way. But go ahead.
As long as two guys are involved. And so we're at this Denny's.
She's got to figure it out.
We're at this Denny's, and I have this tape. I just started taping, and then Corey all of a sudden goes, "Are you fucking kidding me? Is this all on tape?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what did you expect?" And so all of the tape is of Joel and Corey trying to talk me out of being drunk.
I got to hear this.
The waitress comes by. It's embarrassing.
Well, we had a lot of time to record because it was Denny's, and about 6 months passed between the order and the moon's over my hammy making its way to the table.
And I'm making no sense. I'm like, well, order the fucking Mountain Man breakfast. That would be awesome.
First of all,
I've listened to this on many rides in Minnesota.
All right.
Because I have nothing else to listen to.
Now you can listen to this show.
Yeah,
you know
now you have this show, which is being recorded. Yeah. We now have professional microphones.
You can listen to, I don't even have
you can
my
listen
own
to
computer.
Christina's previous performances on the program.
Christina's amazing. You're awesome, Kiki.
Oh, I'm all right.
So don't you ever think that me and Corey would
just live here. I got stuck here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey and I...
Thanks, I couldn't girl. Stand the noise in the
what
studio.
Do you mean? Is Joel having house parties with bitches over?
No, I'm not having house parties with bitches over.
Then what is the problem? He is in his room jerking off to fucking Star Wars, and you're upstairs. That's a quiet,
he's
quiet
thing. Freeze frame in Return of the Jedi.
I'm too busy making muffs. My sewing machine's loud, and you know.
Yeah. Christine and I get along good, Lauren.
This is a typical Wednesday night at the studio.
I don't want you to think.
I'm just saying, how could you be a bad roommate?
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
Oh, here we go.
Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
I didn't want it to get to that point.
Can you hear that?
Oh, I can hear
this. This is wrong.
It's
coming through
the
speaker. I don't know.
I can't hear the slapping, though.
Oh, my headphones have gone. All right, stop. Everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down.
Laura, if you thought, first of all,
lost control.
We did not bring her. I just want to speak for me and Corey as host of the show.
I'm so happy to see you guys. It makes me sick.
We are some of the most popular podcasters going today. And,
I know. I heard.
We would not bring you here simply to have a three-way. I don't want you to think that, okay?
No, I would have done that on my own, you guys. And
first
you guys
of all,
know that.
Yeah, and we have Christina here,
friend?
So it's got to be a four-way.
No,
but aside from
hi-yo.
Hey, are you an oral or a...
Whoa, hey.
What was that?
If I say anything, I will never be able to look at Joel.
Christine, you say whatever you want. It has no effect on me or our relationship.
Here's what I
live
do.
With him.
If you get drunk enough, you won't even remember looking at Joel.
Mockery of a travesty of two mockeries of a sham.
That's where the party is.
I'd have nightmares about it.
No,
Christina,
this is how I get.
Well, I would hope.
I get really messed up dreams when I'm drinking, especially tequila.
Let's hear a dream. Let's hear it.
You want to hear my Saturday morning dream?
Let's bring it down.
It doesn't even make any sense. Oh, man.
Saturday morning dream with Christina. Go ahead, Christina.
Saturday.
Make any sense. It goes absolutely nowhere.
Talk right into
the
mic.
I'll share it with
you. Play a little
dream
music. Right into that mic.
Perfect.
It wasn't like a fantasy, like horse with a nice, good-looking man riding and, you know, coming to rescue me from Ferndale. No.
Okay. What was it then?
Anyway, I have
this
rug.
This is fucking weird already.
Yeah, it's weird. I had this little latch hook rug, some kind of crafty, next to my bed. I was going to go shake it out. This is my dream now. He's gonna go shake the dust off of it, take it to the outside on the front porch, shake the dust off of it. And this little ant falls off the rug, and it's like this metal mechanical ant.
It wasn't Chauncey Billups. This is the same dream I had.
No.
This is upsetting.
Ant. And then there, all of a sudden there's this puddle of ants just all over the place.
What? Is this a
Wait. Were they fucking fire ants? Like the ones
no,
that drag over bodies?
They were like metal. They were metal. They weren't even
And this
real.
Isn't a sex dream, though. It's just a dream about ants.
No, this is just
Well, she wanted a sex dream,
Isn't
I thought.
That weird?
I thought
That's
I did.
I guess she doesn't dream about me. She dreams about ants. So there you go.
Excuse me. I asked for a dream. You guys asked for sex.
No,
she
was interested in my dream.
Okay.
I was interested. Yeah, I was bringing up her dream.
My dream is that I hosted a podcast that made sense.
Nothing.
But that dream's not being lived out today. No,
it's
sir.
It's the podcast hosted by two girls who can use their vaginas as drug mules. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kiki and Laura Show.
I can call whales out of this fucking thing.
That'll be our spinoff.
I mean, come on. That's funny. We have to throw funny in. Oh,
that's
pepper
gonna be
in
our
funny.
New promo.
Oh God!
Yeah, I can call
upsetting.
Whales.
You can
with this
call
thing.
Whales out of your pussy. All right, let me shut the window up for the neighbors.
No, leave the window open.
No, what? Because there. Everybody's hearing.
God,
this.
God, why are you such an uptight prick? You don't want 100,000 people fucking actually get affected by secondhand smoke. I should be able to smoke in here.
Well, go ahead, have a smoke in Whoa. Here. Go ahead, have a smoke.
I don't know where I put it.
Have a smoke. Get her smoke. You have a cigarette. You smoke too sometimes.
Go ahead, burn.
Joel. You fucking shout at me when I try to smoke.
No, I didn't. No, Joel shouts at women because he hates women.
Can you get a? Can you bring her a purse, Corey? Can you go do that? I'll handle
no,
it. Go
Laura's
ahead.
Laura's going to have hers inside. I'm
you
just
go ahead.
Go outside.
You go ahead. You have yours inside, too. Corey, you go ahead. You, no, you're, I got it from here.
I
got
to go get some.
You go ahead. No, I got it. You get this. No, let Corey go. Let Corey go.
I gotta
let Corey go.
It's just Joel and
it's on the table. It's me and the ladies. I'll handle the program.
Take your time,
Joel,
Corey.
Take your pants off.
I'm a professional interviewer.
Do it for your listeners. What's wrong with you? Take your pants off. We want to measure it. Get a boner. We're going to measure your boner.
All right.
Don't you think it's fair? It's fair.
No.
We got another one.
Stephanie's out there. Yeah.
Right. First, right.
Invite Stephanie in then. I don't know. God, Stephanie's out there.
Stephanie. Corey smokes too, so
Stephanie's the new girl in the house.
I know, and she's not in here.
We really got to break her in.
You're up.
She's feeling left out.
Should we break her in?
Your bring roommates her in. Out there having soup and
should we whip her
yeah,
and
trying to trying to hang
tell
out.
Tell me they're having like miso soup.
Oh,
it smells like split pee. But
maybe I should go talk to her. Maybe you should hold it down for a minute.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take over the quorum for a moment.
You hang on. You take over the cigarette smoking, and I'll go do the diplomacy.
Let's talk some more about your dreams, Kiki.
Yes, let's talk about your dreams. We have so much time to kill.
What happens in your dreams, really?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't remember him half the time.
Letter, please, baby.
That was just like the last thing I had. Question. It was really disturbing.
It's in the pack.
Really?
Well, let's hear about it. Come on. Right,
what? No, that was it? That dream? That's it?
Yeah, that was the end of it?
That was it, yeah.
That's not very exciting.
Laura, tell us
something weird. Really
tell me that dream about you and Gina Gershon, Laura. What happened?
That was weird. It was weird. That's all I can say about that. Give me the lighter.
Give me the cigarette.
Give me the cigarette.
We don't even have two?
You're not going to give it back to me. Corey likes to smoke.
Careful. There's a lot of
and pretends that
alcohol.
He doesn't because Joel doesn't.
There's a lot of spilled
they're in some sort of brethren. Well, it's only on Joel's carpet.
His
and that's
rug
fine.
Might catch on fire. The table, everything else, my clothing.
See, now I could talk about anything. What do you want to talk about? Let's do
it. It's Maybe? Girl chat. Well,
now that I'm smoking,
actually,
let's have girl chat.
It's girl chat, while Joel's
I'm not good
in
at
here.
Girl chat.
Come on, it's me and you. Let's chat.
Let's chat. Go. You start. Not it.
So, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I like to sew a lot, but I play tennis over the weekend.
I like to sew, too.
We're having girl
I
chat.
I play tennis. I don't know what tennis elbow is exactly, but my arm was really sore.
That is retarded.
Yeah.
You got a little
elbow is actually sore from tennis.
Did you get sunburn, or are you just getting
a
little flushed
a
right now?
Probably a little flushed. It's really warm in here.
It is hot in here because
warm
Joel
in here,
wants us to get naked. He can't help
there's
it.
There's a lot of tension in the room.
He's like, I bought this house and I just want it to be fire.
Listen, I don't want you to get naked. I don't want Corey to get naked, certainly. But if you feel the need to get naked, you go right ahead.
We've all seen Corey get naked.
You go ahead and get naked. I'm not going to tell you to not get naked.
It's always a photo of Corey naked with a bum.
Guys, here's the thing. When I get naked, it's like I'm already wearing a fur coat. So, you know, it doesn't help me that much.
I'm not, first of all.
No, it isn't, Corey. Let's see
screen.
It.
Yes.
Come on, let's have some
natural
fun.
Natural screening.
Let's have some fun.
We're trying to have fun. We're doing good.
No, you're not.
You're ashing in a napkin. That's nice.
You go ahead and.
You don't have ashtrays.
There's an ashtray up there.
I'm trying to.
Get the ashtray with the incense. It's all right.
I'm keeping
this clean. Just put
it
in the shot glass for now.
No, it's all right. Or you can ash.
No, not in the shot glass.
Ash in a beer can. There you go. Look at that.
We're not done yet.
Thank you.
Do I host a good show now? I have ashtrays.
You do. This is great.
Thank you very much.
You got all of it.
Make yourself at home.
You know what, Laura? We could have got this booking would have been problem free if we just said, "Hey, there's booze."
It wouldn't have been like, "Hey, I'm going to be 2 hours late."
You guys are fucking mean to me. So, I was like, "I have to work and I'm stuck." I won't talk about it.
They're difficult, aren't they? Very difficult.
While you kicked my ass and took money out of my pocket at that comedy contest, who sat there for 10 minutes and told you how wonderful you were?
Well, you did, but that was just fucking being patronizing. You should have stayed up there while I was buying all the drinks. It would have been fun. I spent like $200 on drinks.
I stayed up there. I danced with Nettie.
I spent $200 of the $500 on drinks, and I'm not fucking embarrassed of it. All my friends that came out were poor, okay?
I would not have done that.
Instead, that money would have all gone into a mutual fund.
Instead,
Corey just twirled my hair in front of my boyfriend just to piss him off. And then,
first of all, I was too busy with your sister to really get into you.
Yeah, so, I know. I tried to explain that. It didn't happen.
That is not
Corey, you can twiddle my hair.
Yeah, no, you can twiddle.
All right, you're not twiddling anyone's hair.
I mean, she just said I could.
This isn't going to be a show. If I can't cornrow her crotch. Can I say that online?
I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll see. You never know. I don't want to say no. We have fans that are waiting patiently to hear.
I think that you can't
do that. I have cognac in the cabinet if we're dry here.
I don't think you can do that, Laura, because I think I'm thinking Brazilian. At least that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, wax. Oh. Is that what you want?
At least that's what I'm fantasizing.
You fucking pedophile? You want a Brazilian wax?
No. I mean, you know.
No.
You want a Brazilian waxing. You're not a... Okay.
We've lost control of the program.
I thought we'd never repeat show 22, and here it is.
Here it is again.
All right, I'm sorry.
We love you, Laura.
It's only prime numbers, though.
Show
66, show 22.
Yeah. Only. Whoa. It was 44 shows ago. Our great national nightmare called show 22 happened.
Every
22 shows, we got to give you something crazy, and here it is.
Oh, we didn't do something
about this. This is not crazy. This is just us.
We're not there yet, but this is stupid.
No, we don't have any.
I'm just going to say that when Hildebrand gets drunk in here, it's not the same.
I wish I had his mug that talks. Because that would have made the show.
Whoa.
That would have made the
way
show
inside.
Look amazing.
It
would have been beautiful.
That mug only talks to me when it's saying the right things.
Did you know it went through the washing machine?
Yeah.
How fucking awesome. We talked about Bill's mug when he was on the show.
We talked about Bill's mug, and Bill was always like, I don't know who made my mug. Bill Hildebrand, he was on the show, I think, in the 38, 39, something like that.
42,
something like that,
yeah,
one of those shows.
Good.
Bill has this microphone that has a speaker in it, and he does this little bit where he's going to the drive-thru at McDonald's, and he uses the mug with the microphone in to talk back to the drive-thru guy. And I know this sounds hilarious, I know, to the people on the radio. He never knew who made the mug, because the mug was damaged, as you say.
It's 6 clean minutes.
No, exactly. It went through the washer, and he was mortified.
He was mortified.
Called Sal DiMilio.
Yeah.
The first person that he called. And he said, listen, you guys aren't going to believe this. The mug went through the washer.
Right. But I found... See, Bill's thing is that he could never find the guy who made the mug or anything like that. So I went out very resourcefully of myself. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I did a patent search.
Why are you doing that?
I did a patent search, and I found the inventor of the mug with the microphone. So now, Bill, if he needs to get the mug with the microphone...
What's the website?
I went on the... I did a United States patent
search. He does it in his stand-up act, and he's been holding this thing together with, like, soldering guns, scotch tape, and a dream. Yeah. He's praying because he's like, I got 6 minutes.
Is there a little bit of pixie dust too?
It's like a mug with like a microphone in the handle and then a speaker at the bottom. So you like go.
He's been using this microphone on stage since Luke Perry was.
So it's like a megaphone and a beer mug
in
disguise.
And
so
when it died, we were afraid that he died.
We thought his career.
we were scared, but he called Sal and told me about it, and we were like mortified. We're like, what is he gonna do for 20 minutes? Like, we were upset.
A little bit of my heart died when that.
Yeah, it should have. It was upsetting.
Now Bill's doing cruise ships and making $7,000 a weekend
with
doing cruise ships that we're not
doing. Bill's doing cruise ships on the road. So good luck to Bill.
God damn it.
Those cruise ships seem pretty dangerous. I wouldn't want to be caught on
those. You wouldn't go on a singles cruise, Kiki?
A singles cruise? What?
Of course you would.
Senior singles? What?
Yes, that's a cruise to go on. You'd be the hottest piece of ass on the boat. How can you not, like, if you go in there and you're under 70 and you're like, every dude on there, granted they're fucking ancient.
God.
Oh, I don't
do
know.
It.
God, have we lost control of this program?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. You guys.
It's not like the Love Boat is what you're telling me. It's not like Gopher and Isaac are out there making you Mai Tais.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, extras from...
I don't know. I just don't want to get
Ted McGinley from isn't walking by with his blonde wig and.
Oh.
You guys take over, please.
No, we got it. You got it. You go ahead. You're doing a great job, Laura.
The Love Boat.
Kiki will be soon making we'll be another run. Come
set
on.
A course
what's
for
up?
Adventure. Your mind on a new romance.
I don't know what's going on.
They want you to go on a cruise, apparently. But you
don't really want me to go on a cruise.
Fucking A. Let's do it.
Hey, who's going
to
cover my
let's go on a cruise to Iowa.
She's going to Japan.
Cruise to Iowa. I might be going
Why
to Japan.
Why are you going to Japan? They're all little and weird. My friends,
what more do you need to know about
no,
Japan?
No, okay, here's the problem. My friend is teaching English as a foreign language in Japan, right?
Uh-huh.
She goes to one of these spas. So, okay, she goes to the spa. It's all
that
nude, right?
That sounds nice.
Yeah, she goes in there.
What's wrong
you
with
know,
being nude in a spa? I wouldn't
right,
go any other
right?
way.
Well, she walks in there. She has, like, a tattoo, like, right above her bush.
Show
right?
67, the spa show.
Wait, I'm sorry. You guys can go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead. I was just
I didn't mean to ruin your
this
show.
This is quickly becoming
You're
my favorite
me.
Program we've
this
ever done.
This is fucking stupid.
Joel, I implore you.
I want to hear about your naked friend with a tattoo.
Okay.
I do too, but one second. Joel.
I'm off. I'm done with this show.
Joel, I implore you. Next time we do production on this show, we need to get some... Japanese. Oh, so good, long time.
I'll talk to you all guys.
We gotta have some of those.
I'll talk to all you guys on show 67. I'm gonna check out for this one.
Yeah, Joel,
have a good one.
Let's Joel, talk about, no, you're let's, not checking out.
Hold on.
You fucking puss.
When last we left Kiki, she was in a soap what? Land in a kimono, servicing a Japanese salaryman.
Sexy.
So let's get back
yeah.
to that.
Yeah. Let's
and
talk
those,
about it.
What are those little hotels? What are those? That we're watching.
The capsule, ones where you have to
the
sit on
the capsule
floor.
Hotel. Okay. Yeah, the capsule hotel.
But you could do it.
Try
you're,
doing it in one of those.
You're a tight, tiny little package.
I do, yes, yoga. I do yoga.
Yeah, flexible.
So,
Laura, we might find a dojo for you to work in. I don't know what we could...
I don't want to, dude.
You
it's
know,
fucking
dojo.
Weird. It is weird.
Now, I don't think the Japanese would be into you. You gotta go...
Corey-san!
You gotta go to where black people are. Like Detroit.
No. Black people only like me when
Corey-san.
I'm like on the west coast of Michigan.
Watch your mouth.
Ah!
So-desu-ne. No, I took Japanese in college and my teacher told me that Momo means peach and that's what the Japanese guys will call women.
Corey's the biggest fucking
Momo?
Liar on the planet.
Yeah, Momo.
Momo little, means peach. And that's it? I want to hear what Joel has to say about that.
All right, hold on a minute.
Joel's not happy.
Joel, no, Joel is introduced
now. We have another guest.
Hey there. Look who's here. Stephanie's here. Come on, sit down.
Oh,
she's got her own alcohol.
She's drinking as well.
All right.
Sit down, Steph. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm all right.
What are you drinking, wine? What do you think you're better than us?
Well, the whole night home, I was thinking about how I was going to drink my Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, well...
And then I looked in the fridge.
Oh,
and
were
I,
those yours?
Joel drank.
I assume those.
Hey, Joel drank like five of them. It was
Hold
fucking
on.
Sick.
I got like.
We put them in a
Corey,
bong.
Give her back her Smirnoff Ice.
I got like two fingers left, and you can have a little.
That's Corey's okay. backwash. No, no, no. Joel drank like five of them, and it was sad. Yeah.
So this is Stephanie. Corey, you've never even met Corey.
I haven't
Corey's
met
like going to the show.
This is your first time.
Yeah, you've never met Corey or anything.
Wow.
Stephanie.
Hi, welcome to the show.
This is ridiculous. Welcome to a fucking bizarro world.
Who are you? Hey. This is Laura.
This is Laura Lou, a great comedian.
Laura Lou. She's
I'm Laura
a
Lou.
Very funny woman and very drunk.
I'm not
and
drunk yet.
This show again. I dare you to get this many girls in your studio. I dare you to get a girl
yeah,
in your
what
studio.
What the fuck is happening?
You know,
look at
talent.
All the photos
fucks.
Happening. Because
well,
look
Joel,
at all the
Joel
photos
both
happening.
Both of us on his bed last night.
What? What's going
hey,
on over here?
Wait a minute. Clarify. Somebody clarify.
I thought Joel was gay. This is dumb.
It involved Tom Green, though.
Yes.
It's not as hot as it's
you done. Guys watch Tom Green episodes?
We had a little...
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that, RoboKim?
Joel, we're finished.
No, we're not finished, Kim. And, wow. No, Stephanie...
So let's have a moment to meet and greet Stephanie.
Yeah, hi to Stephanie.
Let's talk
yeah,
to Stephanie.
Yeah,
Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know about Kiki and her bizarre sex dreams and her Japanese fetish and her muffs. Let's talk to you. Let's find out. What's your story? How did you decide, of all the places you could live, that this was the one you wanted to come to?
It was me. It wasn't Joel.
Well, the Craigslist gods told me this was the one.
They did. They spoke
wow,
to you.
Oh, that is fucked up.
They seemed normal.
There is a hot tub. And that's a nice inducement.
I haven't been in there yet. No, not yet.
Stephanie has not been in the hot tub. So
well,
maybe
she's been here. She's
we're
going to
end this
week.
Show a little early.
And, 2 weeks. She's been here and she hasn't been in the goddamn hot
I don't think
tub.
Stephanie's
I was in
been
there
in
my first
tub.
Night, I think.
Yeah, that might have been the case. But we'll,
yeah, these
Stephanie,
guys are sick. Well, I mean, there's only
that's
so going
to do it for show 66 as we head on out back to the
No. We got another 10 minutes left here. We can continue with Stephanie.
Oh, man.
Stephanie's great. I love Stephanie. She's really cool.
Let's meet Stephanie.
And
yes.
Stephanie, what do you do? What's your job?
Well, I'm an office manager by day and a fearless college student by night.
That is fucking way too boring. So what?
Well, there's some excitement. I'm hopefully going to graduate at the end of June, but the 15% I just got back on my algebra test isn't really...
Not encouraging
in that direction.
Why do you have to bum everybody out? Like this is
no.
Like
I think it's really funny because who can ever say that they got a 15% on something? God.
That's pretty.
I'm actually.
I didn't even go to classes and I got a 12%.
Joel, you got more co-eds than a website in here.
No, it's all right. It's
this is unbelievable.
No. Stephanie is a professional. She's
now you're a homeowner.
She's a working.
Joel pays us rent.
No. That's not true.
The truth comes out.
Yes.
Well, you know, we invited Laura Lou today, and then it turned into all this. I don't know what happened. Oh. We were going to talk to Laura about
what
the
happened
comedy
is your
business.
Love for pussy. Come on, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how much you love girls.
No, that's not that. That's
welcome.
That
wasn't
it.
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry. What was it?
Is this the
then?
First time Corey and Joel are outnumbered by women?
I think we the first
you
time
we
had three.
I don't know what to do. They will melt down.
We can gangbang them.
I don't
fuck it. You know what would piss them off is if the three of us went and fucked without them. That would be goddamn funny.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
I'm not gay.
I'd hate to see that.
God. I would do that to spite you.
Oh, Lord.
I would do that to spite all of you.
Corey, what would we do if they started fucking each other?
Oh, Lordy, I wouldn't be able to handle that, Mr. Joel.
Yeah, what would we do?
Easy,
goodness.
Easy, Joelson.
That's the last thing I want to see.
Oh, Joel, Lordy.
Corey's son.
Yes. Hi. So this name. Konnichiwa.
We would never do it in front of you. That would
come
back to good as
I
have.
Laura, you played around with women, though. Am I right about that? Can I get done? No, you haven't done the women thing? Why not? You do everything sexually. You're very open.
No, I get very creepy couples that want to, like, take me home.
Oh, and bring you in as a third or
something?
And
it's fucking weird.
But enough about the Hildebrands.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not nice.
No, because you really wouldn't want to bang them. Couples come on to you? Swingers?
Yeah, all the time.
I want to hear about this.
Yeah, really. Now we're getting
somewhere.
There's
nothing to hear. It's just very creepy. Like, it's like a couple. And one couple that came up to me was like, we've been married for 30 years. And then they were like, so how do you feel about coming back with us? And I'm like.
Well, they're so eloquent about it. Great.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I'm sick right now. And I'm just going to go. I don't want to go back with some fucking 55-year-old woman and her fucking 60-year-old husband. I mean, at least have them be attractive. I mean, if I'm going to do something that's fucking stupid, I want attractive people around me.
So you would bang like a young and attractive couple? You would be open to that?
I don't know. Okay. It hasn't been posed to me.
Sure,
I mean, if it's being posed, I would
hypothetically
maybe.
Speaking, would you do it? Come on.
Yeah. What?
Oh.
Wait, what did she say?
Christina, very insightful. Christina, the new 60
show.
Minutes.
Is Stephanie reevaluating the lease she signed?
No, Stephanie's not happy.
Now, Stephanie was aware that I do a show out of the house. And
Stephanie's on a 2-week probation with the house.
No,
we decide if we want her or not.
And this show, this show could decide.
No.
This is the most incredible radio
station. You came in here drinking wine.
In.
You're my kind of girl. I like
you.
She
drank my fucking Smirnoff. What was this?
Oh,
was that your Smirnoff?
See that empty bottle of vodka?
Joel played it off like it was his.
But I make sure I got in on it.
We also drank all of Christina's booze and
I offered to
there's
run the store
up there.
And you wouldn't let me.
Oh, there's a bicycle
grass.
Oh, yeah, you can drink the bicycle.
There's a little bit of vodka
left. Oh, have some more. I got some bicycle grass.
Ladies need a shot. Ladies need a shot.
All right, polish that off, Laura. You're good at that.
No, I'm not going to polish this off.
You, Stephanie, and Christina, not
would you guys
me.
Do one?
Let's ladies. Ladies.
Would the ladies do
just
a shot
ladies.
With these
only
two
ladies
poor
only.
Bastards in a room?
Sure.
Ladies only. No guys on this shot.
I don't think.
Yeah, of course there's no guys on the shot because you guys can fucking stomach it.
You know what?
Homework
and vodka are the two great tastes that go great together. It's really like chocolate and peanut butter.
Homework?
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 Part of
that's homework.
Work?
That's stupid.
Part of that's work. Oh.
And she left a shot in the bottle, too. So go ahead, Laura. Distribute those.
She spared
you one. Kiki's hardly had a drink tonight.
No, Kiki's had a couple.
I feel your
two.
Do
you have a couple
Seth.
Shots? Okay.
We're going to have to do the sick one. Wait, this is the smaller one.
Which one? You want the smaller
one? Oh. Listen, there's like half a... That is like 1/20th of an ounce less.
Women can always spot the smaller one.
This one's gonna
yeah, you're goddamn right you can. And we're in the room with them. And so what do you do?
That was a good
all right,
setup.
Ladies, come on, that was stupid.
Go.
You set it up by
Stephanie
dropping
Laura.
No, you
dumb.
Smashed that one like
I've
Sharapova.
Seen both your wieners, I think. I don't know.
Wait.
I'm kidding. Go on, it's your show.
You.
I don't know if I've seen your wiener.
Laura, you
I drink a lot. I drink a lot.
Laura, you've never seen my wiener. It was too dark.
I'm going to say you've never seen my wiener.
All I know is I was pulling this off.
My wiener is dark as midnight.
Dark as midnight.
Oh, God. I look like Ben Vereen down there. I have just a...
All right, ladies, we have to do the shot. We are wasting our time on the air.
I'm dark as Manute Bowl downstairs.
Let's do the shot. This is ridiculous.
One more shot. Hey.
Hey.
I didn't understand that if I was on the show, it would be way more fun if there was girls in here with you guys.
Yeah, we had no idea this was going to happen either.
Why don't you get on the bed, too?
Get on the bed, and you know what? I'm going to get on the bed. And then
no, let Joel get on the bed. He lives here. It's his Star Wars blanket.
I don't think...
Put a movie on, Joel.
I don't think the roommates would... You know, we've been on the bed, but, you know, I don't know that that's necessary for a radio show. I don't know that that does anybody any good.
That was a tough one, wasn't
Corey,
it?
Corey, don't you agree with me?
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait,
you
Joel?
Live here?
There's
hold
a
on.
Bed
Let me hand
here
you a
too?
Shovel to start digging out with.
There's beer in the fridge. It's
Joel. Joel has a bed in his studio.
Drink it. He obviously drank yours.
You guys following this?
Get a beer. Get a
what
beer.
What a fucking turd. I was like, let's go to the store.
That's my vodka.
Look, this is not going to be in the whole radio of.
We're going to edit all this. Don't worry, we
this
are
is not going
to edit
the museum
all this.
Of television and radio, but I'm going to tell you this right now. You other podcasters out there, start learning your business. Get shots, get girls, get a bed in your studio. Do I have to show you how to do this? Instead, you sit around and talk about. I thought that Attack of the Clones was lacking something, and.
Girls don't talk about that.
You know, Alliance sucks on Warcraft. I would rather play Horde. Learn to get some women in your studio, and then maybe you will understand how to do podcasting.
Can you believe this is on the air
how
right
do you guys
now?
Do it? Now that's magic.
Well, I think actually.
What
the,
Joel did
I want Joel to
magic.
Do another magic trick. Who wants Joel to do another magic trick?
Joel.
Stephanie hasn't seen it.
No. I haven't hey, you no, asked no, for no, a drunk no, Laura. No, I want the entertaining Joel.
I often mock Joel's attempts at prestidigitation, but I will say this right now. This is a little bit of magic.
Give me that other deck. Give me that deck over there. Give me the red deck or the blue deck. Give me the blue deck. Give me the blue deck. Give me the blue deck.
No, they're the see-through. I get them at the dollar store.
Joel's taking his shirt off and he's putting on a cape.
Watch.
Oh, my God. Wait. No, he's putting on a jock strap and a cape.
Puffy McJibJib has
he is standing underneath a waterfall.
Wait, what did he get? We missed it.
He is standing underneath a waterfall in his boxer briefs. This is the sexiest show I've ever seen on the air.
He's dropping cards.
There you go. There's a producing a card from midair.
Wait, maybe Stephanie wants
horrible.
A cigarette. She's
smokes.
What are
you going to work at Dearborn now?
Do it.
Remember I told
Do
you.
It.
Remember,
how,
it's remember how I told you you can't smoke
ladies
in the
night.
House. That rule's been look. Corey smoke. I gotta get a picture of Corey smoking a fucking cigarette.
Yeah, that won't happen. You
There's the
take
picture of health right there. Corey Hall smoking.
That is the healthiest man I've seen in my entire life. God damn it! I love Corey more and more. I wish he wasn't such a turd. No, he's not. He's
Corey
not inhaling.
Not
he was lighting it for me because he doesn't want me to smoke more than one cigarette at a time.
I smoke about four cigarettes a year, so that was
so
good.
How do you feel about Corey's mouth being on
that? It could be worse. I mean, like, literally, it could be worse, baby. Am I right?
Laura, we've been mouth to
I love
mouth
Corey so much.
Before. Let's not lie.
Corey kissed me on the fucking mouth wet in front of my parents. Like, he's like a... You're a mouth kisser if I've ever seen one. You're a mouth kisser.
Demonstrate. I don't. I'm not visualizing how he kissed you on
Folks,
the mouth.
Folks, it's time.
I don't see that at all.
You guys want to see me and Corey do a smoochie?
All right, hold on a minute.
Okay, here's what
Put
happened.
Put that camera away.
It was
you
get up, and then people let him take a photo. Me. This is stupid.
You get over there, and you show us how it happened.
All right, give me a smoochie, baby.
All right.
And that's
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope
now we're talking.
There was some tongue in that one, folks. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I thought you were going for it, so I did.
Oh, well, I was. Here,
I think Stephanie's really afraid.
Stephanie is really afraid.
You poor baby.
You guys would be really afraid of me.
We didn't get a photo.
We don't know what Stephanie's up to because I've only known the girl for 2 weeks.
This is only
I can't
Stephanie's
wait to tell
first
Nettie
night.
She's not going to be happy.
Your boyfriend's going to be delighted about that, too.
Well, if you weren't such a pervert.
You all got some explaining to do.
I sense I'm going
to
be in trouble for this one, too. Because yeah.
Well, thank God it's on the radio, and I can be like, "Well, you didn't see what happened."
Yeah,
so
I'm
really
not gonna.
You can't be
mad. I'm not gonna get any comments on this one.
I'm just here to run the machine. I just want to.
You
make
heard
that
the girl.
My space was offline, and that's why we're doing the show. Right now.
Yeah, I'm in. You know what, Joel? I'm not
feeling
the heat.
I want Joel to be on MySpace. I do.
I'm not on MySpace.
You are the perfect MySpace candidate.
I have JoelTheComic.com and CoreyandJoelRadio.com. I'm very busy on there on the
Laura,
forum.
You've seen
do
my
page. Do you
know
how many ladies are fans of yours?
You know what? I've got a lady. I've got a great lady named Kim who I love. And
yeah, okay, fuck it. She listens to the show. I get it. Okay?
She listens to the show.
Okay, I get it. Okay? Like,
I live with
buddies.
Joel and I can't get any from him.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. Good luck not
Joel,
ever
not
seeing the
funny.
Two of them together.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel. It, maybe if you had your wiener inside your pants, it wouldn't be so
wait,
funny.
Hey!
Hey,
I will
if I had
this.
A wiener, I would have it out at all times. You guys have a blessing. Like, if I could unzip my pants and have my dick out constantly, that'd be fucking amazing.
Joel, you're
why is this on the air? This is not helping anyone.
Joel, you're
this
more,
is wrong.
Joel, you're more whipped than Kunta Kinte. Let's
no,
not lie.
No,
he's more whipped than Toby.
Yeah.
Okay, that was kind of wrong.
That's your new
wrong.
Your new
but
nickname
if you
is
saw
Toby.
Roots, if you saw Roots, you would know
did
it.
Did you guys see the Passion Jesus. Of the Christ? Joel's whipped like that. Yeah.
No, Joel's whipped
it's really,
like he's Toby.
And he was crucified also.
He's Toby from
he's
going to
be after the. We're
no,
in,
I.
Yeah, Joel is a god. Yes.
We're in trouble what? After this show, Joel. I just
we're not in trouble.
Joel.
You just made out with Laura Lou. Otherwise,
no,
I'm all
we
right.
No, we did
I've
make
got...
out, you fucking ass. Shit. That, we're on the radio. That did not happen.
That was a dramatization.
That
That's
was
it.
Not making out. I will
okay,
tell you that right
now. This is
right
stupid. This is stupid.
Well, show us what making out is
nice,
for comparison's
nice
sake.
Nice lip ring, by the way. I
lip ring? I've worn
is that
lip
a lip ring
since I was like 12.
Is that a ring?
Well, it's like a little. There's
it's a
nub.
Stud on her chin.
I don't know what the fuck
about.
They're saying.
Okay, rings are rings.
Here's the problem: you guys are alienating
yeah,
your
you
ladies.
About jewelry.
You have two ladies selling down,
and I'm doing five shots
again.
Of vodka. Here, look, it's Kim,
you're
everybody. There it is. There's Kim.
Look at that
she's
babe.
She's so cute. Look at that babe.
They thought
there she is on the under the Star Wars blanket.
Ooh.
Okay, you know what? I want a picture under the Star Wars blanket. I can't leave until I have one.
Give the girl an ashtray.
No, fuck it, ladies, ladies, ladies.
She needs an ashtray.
Ladies, the three of us.
Somebody over. There you go.
Bring it down.
Okay.
I just guys. I
take
want you
it
guys,
down.
I guys want you to look at Joel right now.
Yeah, look at me.
Look at Joel.
He's sweating like an NBA player in the fourth quarter.
No.
He is sweating.
Nothing. Well,
ladies. Ladies.
Get Stephanie on the mic.
What
would
we
you
need,
say
the
here?
Three of us.
It's hot as balls.
It's warm in here.
Are you taking a hot ball?
Are you saying hot like Paris Hilton? That's hot.
No, I said it's hot as balls in here. I am sweating.
Yeah, you know what the first
you
thing I notice about
minutes.
People is the way their balls smell. Here's the thing that I don't understand. We should have the three of us taking a picture underneath the
well,
Star Wars
get
blanket.
On. Well, then let's
we'll do it after the show's off the air.
After the show.
Because Joel wants to add fucking integrity to the show.
We've only got about 2 minutes left in the show. So if we're going to do it on the show, we got to
2 minutes.
Out. We can wait till after the show.
That's
it's
an
fine.
Eternity at this point. I'll tell you that much.
It's not a problem. I apologize for the audio quality. It's gone completely out
it's
the window.
It's
going
to be poo-poo cock-ass.
I try to monitor the sound.
We have more empty bottles and microphones.
This is going to be like 80 minutes of drive-through
theater.
That
fucking Motley Crue. I know.
But
you're the Motley Crue of the radio
if
world.
If you enjoyed this at all, vote for us on
I
Podcast
Alley. I will piss
Alley,
blood in the fucking room. Oh, podcast.com. Is that what you said?
Something like that. Podcast
Alley. Sickle, Podcast Alley.
You
podcast
can vote for
Thumb Up the Ass. All the hot websites.
You can get the show on iTunes. Do you want a chapstick? Yeah. Okay, here you go. Get those lips puckered up because you fuck might be making cool. out with Corey again. So here you go. Take that. I don't
Make
need that.
Corey,
I won't be kissing anybody.
Why are you
anybody.
So jealous, Joel? What is your problem?
No, you go
We
ahead.
Used to have fun together. Now you're just a douchebag. Yeah. What happened to that? Me and Joel used to have fun together. We used to go to fucking, what's the Irish bar down the street?
Danny's Irish Pub. We used to hang out there.
Yeah, we did.
We want to talk
before
about when you
I,
killed David Lemon or
yeah,
not
before
really?
Before I killed the comic. Yeah, they think it's funny,
whoa.
But apparently I everybody. Killed a comedian.
Go.
Corey's a douchebag. Oh. Apparently I killed a comedian because I sat there and listened to him talk about his life.
And then he drove
before
off the road
died.
And killed himself.
Yeah, that's really funny, Joel.
It's
you're
funny.
Really fucked up.
All right, stop.
We've
it.
Gone
Laura.
To the darkest
Laura.
Place
I wish
we've ever
death,
in this program.
Okay?
Laura.
I don't. I
Laura,
if anything,
look at me.
Let's get a reaction from Stephanie.
She's moving, she's packing up her stuff and moving out right
no,
now.
No.
Laura, look at me.
She has a Robert Downey Jr.
I think Stephanie needs
on.
Some comfort.
Robert,
I don't have
Laura,
that. I don't have
Laura.
That.
I love you. I don't want
okay,
to have a
Stephanie.
Fight with you.
It's okay. It's okay.
Joel used to love me and hates me.
I do. I still
Corey,
love
you.
Love I still
me,
love
no,
you.
Joel does
Laura.
Not like me.
There
Come on,
will
Laura.
Be time
I can,
for healing
we need
in a
to
moment.
Share Joel.
I just want to say something.
I know,
my partner undersold the new roommate, by the way.
Undersold and why did no.
Hey.
And you know what?
Hey,
here's
professor.
The thing. You know what? He didn't undersell it because it's reverse psychology. When Joel goes, oh yeah, whatever, the new roommate.
I knew you were hot. And that, and that's when Joel goes, oh, you don't want to know about her. Because, you know, Joel does
if
not
If he
want
says
me.
You don't
want
to know, that means... He's he wants afraid. To fuck you. And you can't help it. You can't help, I'll say it because I'm not on the show regularly.
It's a bad poker face, my friend. That's what it is. And okay. You are all right, folks. Absolutely lovely. Joel. And you're a very good sport to come on the
Thank
show.
You. Kiki you can't is be wild mad at him for girl. That. We know you how can't she be rolls. Mad. Joel wants to fuck both of you guys.
All right. Like you know, like folks, we're over
okay.
80-minute
oh,
mark here.
We're over time.
Corey, can you believe we're over 80 minutes?
Hey, I think the hot tub's ready.
It flew by.
Hey, listen. Corey's getting a mouse bite.
Let's close this party out.
Ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties.
Uh-oh.
Well, once you go over 80 minutes, you can just keep going. It's not like you have to stop, but we have to...
Sorry, you won't be able to burn this one to a CD.
Sorry, Rob, our announcer.
To the easy rest no. When I see ass
nobody's
titties,
oh.
Ass and titties ass,
they want us to have like a fucking spring break MTV horror
girls gone wild girls gone wild
Joel
come on
want, all I want is to have a quality show.
Camcorders.
And that's lost.
I think Joel's
so we've done 66 episodes of this show, and it's a big show. And, all right, I got to turn that off.
Okay.
No, I just, you know, I just want to have a quality entertainment for people.
And I think this
for
one.
For who?
Look, whether I enjoy this or not is irrelevant to the whole
thing. What are your parents listening to the show? What are you so upset about, Joel? Fucking get some balls.
First of
okay?
all, I don't know if they get the internet in heaven, so his mom's not listening.
Joel, as much as I love you, yeah. Who's listening to the show funny. That is
you're
upset?
Getting, this is getting wrong.
I know
level.
Your dad.
Getting wrong.
Your dad,
you don't
do
even
you
have pants
play this
on.
For your dad?
Wait, can we stop talking about death? Start talking about pussy again?
Yeah. I say. Hey, wait. Yeah. We outnumber them. I say they take their pants off.
All
it's
right.
A
ladies
air.
And gentlemen, thank you for listening to Corey and Joel Radio Show number 6. We got to get going.
That's a threat.
I think you're onto something there, Kiki, because 80% of this show has been about pussy.
You have a girl laying down in the bed, and neither of you will take your pants off.
Nobody's taking
this
any.
This is upsetting.
I don't know what you mean.
Corey, all right, Corey, no.
I'm not telling Nettie about this, because this is upsetting.
You still have to go to Nettie's birthday party tonight.
Well,
and that's
not
even not now.
Why
that's
now?
All over now.
Why doesn't Nettie come over here?
I offered that
you
Nettie should come over here and just hang out
bike.
With us.
That is a far ride.
Well, let's go over and get her. Anyway.
All right, but I told you... off the air, you're invited Sunday to come hang out with me over here. We're going to have a little housewarming thing.
Yeah.
My girlfriend will be there and many other people.
I have to
people.
Work at the wonderful Maxie's.
But you can
Flint.
Come up early. It's 4 o'clock.
Ladies,
you can come up early.
Ladies, really.
Okay, I will.
There's a very special good. Girl that I bowl with that I'm going to have to go and see as soon as she gets home. So I can't share my love with you.
No, whatever. Not at all.
Corey
see?
Comes out. Corey comes out very four. Sweet.
I know.
What?
You party hard,
after
Joel,
your drunk.
At 4 in the afternoon.
No, well, the party on Sunday.
When you have a buzz on, you want to make sweet love. You do, Corey. You can't help it.
I am
it.
A big koala bear.
That's what you do. You are a sweet
folks, we've lost citizen. Control of the program. So
yeah, this is wrong.
Until next time, I'm Corey.
Are we wrapping this up for now?
Wait,
because...
you guys got to say your names, yeah?
Wait, let's one more time. Let's
everybody say goodbye. Everybody say goodbye.
Thanks
you guys,
to our special guest,
the guests go first.
Bye.
Any closing comments?
No.
Did you drop a security deposit on this one? Because,
just a small one.
Okay. All right, good. Kiki, we look in
Christina,
6 months.
Kiki.
6 months you're gonna be wild like Kiki. Shoeless, nutty, hot tubbing. It's gonna be all
Kiki,
right.
But Kiki, do you have any words for Niels? Niels
love
is listening.
The hot tub.
Well, we're gonna end up in the fucking shower.
How creeped
fucking...
out were you by
yeah,
Niels?
Yeah, Niels, what's going on?
Niels was at our anniversary show, and you guys kind of hung out all night together. Anything?
Well,
happen?
I was having a pretty bummer night.
Yeah.
I almost didn't show up, but I said I gotta go, man. It's for Joel.
Yeah. And did you
I
enjoy?
Had to.
Did you enjoy?
I did. Oh, I most definitely.
And you like Niels?
Myself.
Say hi to Niels. He's
he was a nice
now.
Guy. Hey, Niels. You miss Ferndale, don't you?
Okay, so.
And now say Auf Wiedersehen to Niels.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Danke schön, Auf Wiedersehen. And
our original guest this evening.
Laura Lou.
No.
The great Laura.
Remember when I called Lukowski. You? Remember when I called you at...
Laura Lou.
Remember when you called me at 5:30 and I said, why even bother having Laura on? I want to take that back right
yeah,
now.
No,
to
no.
you, I apologize.
This is a fun show.
To you, I apologize.
You guys
suck. Okay.
You guys,
she's
I want to come here and
time.
Have fun with you guys. You guys are...
I want to apologize.
Do I get a huggy?
She is such a good sport.
I love you.
Where's my tongue? Oh. Corey gives me
no tongue.
Wow.
All right. That was fucking...
All I
you're
say
a homo.
I know how to...
a homo.
I
he kissed
how.
Me like under, a gay man.
That was under duress that
was,
you kissed
that
me.
That was actually
I
gross.
Wanted to kiss you on the cheek, and you did that turn thing at the end.
We
you
know, did something funny, and it was just involved
it was just
tongue
for the
and face.
Show.
I'm a better kisser.
Tongue anyway. And face.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the better kisser.
No, Corey's
the
no better kisser.
No lips, just tongue and face.
Joel wanted to do it for fun, but Corey wanted to do it for real.
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
That's why I love Corey.
Corey is all about business.
I know how to book a show, don't I, folks?
That's Corey Hall, everybody.
This is stupid.
Oh, boy.
Corey, you say goodbye. To your girlfriend and to me and
I'm going to say goodbye to whatever's good. Yeah.
Say goodbye to pussy and at least that one.
I would yeah, just you like blew to it say, tonight.
Not yet, but the time the night is early. I only play a character named Corey Hall on the radio. this is clearly just an act.
This is right. Bear, you're goddamn right.
Corey's understudy
that.
Will be filling in next week
man.
For him and. And I just want to say thanks for listening, everybody.
Paul Giamatti will be sitting in as Corey.
Jack Black as Corey Hall.
Yeah.
But I just want to thank Christina and
yes.
Stephanie for hanging out with us.
Yay.
Because I always worry
yes.
when we...
he pulled yes, our hair ladies. Down the stairs to be
no, no, no,
part of the
we need your help. These guys are sick.
Corey and I try to do this show in the middle of the afternoon when nobody's home so I can like we can do weird shit like
so
this.
So they beat off.
Doesn't bother anybody.
You know what
fucking,
happens?
I know.
You know what happens? I come home from work.
Yeah.
I tried to make a nice dinner, and they're fucking talking about pussy all day long. Like, I can't hear it
Listen,
through the studio.
No. But
like, it's all soundproof.
Only gay guys talk about pussy all day.
Wait, let's get Stephanie on the microphone.
Pussy.
Stephanie, give her the
pussy.
Mic. Give her the mic. Give her the mic.
Give Stephanie the microphone. What was that?
I'm really surprised by Kiki's behavior.
Yeah.
I didn't think she had it in her. Silly me. Shame on me.
You need another cigarette?
You don't know me.
We need another cigarette, so why don't...
I haven't had a cigarette
been in
yet.
Here for like 4 hours.
That's a clue. Laura, you only had six cigarettes in four... Folks,
listen,
and how
that's going to do it.
I mean, I'm going to take a picture of this, like, the alcohol and cigarette consumption in this room.
What is wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong.
I will
wrong,
live to be 400
but I
years old.
Joel.
Oh, there it is. There's a shot.
Where's the guitar?
Cigarette.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we got a guitar.
No, it's guitar.
It's the silly guitar from fucking yeah.
Christina,
oh,
yeah. Yes. You're right, Stephanie.
What are you trying
doesn't?
To give Joel a fucking Woody for the rest of his
All
life?
All right, would you? Everybody,
this
calm
is upsetting.
Down.
This
everybody
is upsetting.
Calm down. Listen,
you turned off my mic. Didn't
I
you?
Have two great roommates, Christina, who I've known for a good 7-8 months now, and of course Stephanie, who's new.
It seems like yesterday, Joel.
And yeah, I know, Christina.
You guys had a fun time tonight. How
it's
was
Stephanie,
that?
I knew we did this show for a reason.
Corey Hall smoking cigarettes over there.
A year
like
ago,
he's fucking Dennis Leary over there.
A year
with the cigarettes.
A year ago,
that is a smoke.
A year ago,
you're
Joel
300
goes,
pounds.
Hey, you got
wait, 100... is that like Corey's mouth in your mouth again?
No, a year ago, Joel goes, hey,
what
you got
is
a,
happening?
You got $175 to go to Guitar Center with, and I said, fuck you. And I was so wrong. This has all been
all
worth
right,
it.
All right, well, you know what? Let's say goodbye because we're at 88 minutes of the show.
Wait. We're about to measure your wiener, Joel.
No, we're not about to measure.
Get us a ruler.
Folks,
listen, there are three bitches in the room, but we want your wiener size.
That's going to do it for this episode, but there'll be bonus coverage coming up.
I don't know. There's definitely pictures. There's definitely pictures of bonus features.
That's the wrong song.
Is that even the wrong song? I don't even know anymore. That's not what
Joel,
song.
Just whip your wiener out. And
we're not whipping
better.
Anything out.
This is stupid. I don't even know why I came here. This
and
is
I don't
you
think...
wanted to meet me.
Yeah, I
and
did.
I
did, but don't you want to see Joel's wiener?
If you're on the mailing list, this week's bonus feature will be measuring Joel's wiener.
No, it will not yes. be measuring Joel's wiener.
Not from the asshole.
Corey, you're
going to
measure
it.
From the measuring,
sack,
sure.
not the
Nobody's
asshole.
Measuring my wiener. And,
I'm sorry for this one.
This
folks.
Is more of the vines for everybody if they're on their way out here.
What's your obsession with the vines? You guys
We're just
so
playing the vines as the music
Don't
for the
say
show.
You guys. This was his pick. You were my guest, though. You were my booking, and God bless you. You paid off. Good night, everybody.
All right, we're going to say good night, and we'll see you all on the mailing list with some
guys.
Pictures.
See you
and,
next time.
And I'm sure there'll be fallout on show 67. That'll be when I have my girlfriend back in and apologize for everything I did on this show.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Woo.
CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We're out.
They run a radio show.
Joel, you are in so much trouble.